96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's in breaking.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half to the hour. It's time now for the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio as described and verified by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list of the top 10 stories both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. We post it on our social media as well. As a matter of fact, we have some questions that pertain to some of the issues of the week. If you'd like to respond, we'll have a report from Jay Kirshner during the hour as to what your responses are to some of our questions regarding the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about, what's going on, the events. The story list starts at number 10, ladies. With the Gabby Petito case. I've been saying Petino, you say Petito, and it is Petito, and that's kind of a strange thing. We'll get to that with some thoughts, comments, and reality. Facebook, I want actually to have an update from Victoria, because she's our person in charge of that sort of information. Facebook, well, there have been a couple of different announcements this week that we ought to go over. The continuing focus on fraud claims and the January 6th investigation. I wish this would just go away because it seems to be nonsense. That's my comment. I won't probably get into it any more than that. The whole situation with Texas, the abortion bill, if that's what you want to call it, is number 7. The fact that Matthew McConaughey has a lead over current Governor Greg Abbott, one would wonder if it has to do in part with this sort of thing. The weather situation is number 6. China is 5. Immigration is 4. Some pretty interesting things going on with Haiti that we'll get to. The economy is 3. And the UN meeting for the first time in this session with all the comments from various world leaders, number 2. And as usual, unfortunately, still number 1 is COVID and all the related ancillary stories, which include the Biden administration reimbursing Florida, or at least districts in Florida, that had funds held up over mask mandates. Who remembers this Department of Education actually reimbursing about $150,000 to a school district that was penalized for mandating masks and for in-person learning? I thought that that was taken care of. I don't know why.
The governor, Governor DeSantis said that he would, that basically any school district that decided to go ahead with a mask mandate after he did this he did like a ban on mask mandates, which is like, you're getting into a million double negatives, but he basically said that you would lose your funding if you go against his executive order. So there are some school districts that were just hit really hard with COVID, and they made the individual decision, we'll take the risk and we're going to keep the students and the teachers safe, and that's what they did. So the education secretary did say from the beginning that, you know, we're not going to let you lose your funding. We'll reimburse you. So that's so where that's
this was
from.
State money that was withheld from the districts, or this was federal money that the governor just decided not to give to districts that mandated masks.
Well, the state funds the schools, right? So the state money funds the schools.
Well, local money does. State money supposedly.
Yeah,
federal
so
money.
State,
it's
yeah, state money funds the schools, and then you had a bunch of school districts that said we're going to do the mask mandates, even though in the state that was deemed to be illegal. It's very much the same thing that's going on in California, where you have schools that say we're not going to do the mask mandate because we don't believe it's effective, and we don't think that kids are going to be able to learn with the masks on their face. And Gavin Newsom has held back funding from those schools. So it's very much the same kind of mix, except it's opposite day in Florida, where the governor says leave it up to the parents and the kids. They can wear masks if they want to, but that the school can't mandate it.
Huh?
What do you mean? The school can't mandate your child will not be taught unless your kid is wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. But if you're a parent or a kid and you want your kid to wear a mask, you can do that.
Okay.
It's not like masks aren't allowed. It's that it's up to the parent rather than the school.
My grandson in first grade at a school in Bel Air, as a matter of fact, has been wearing a mask, and the kids in the class have been wearing a mask. And maybe it's the age, but they don't have a problem because they've spent the last year and a half with it, sort of grown up on it. And maybe there's a difference
really
when you're in high school.
I don't really going to know the outcome in either direction until the kids you're grandkids' age are old enough to know if there was a difference made. I mean, it's really hard to tell. People say, well, the masks aren't impacting learning, and then there are people who are saying the masks are. And the truth is, we're not going to know, and we're not going to know how broad it is until those kids get old enough and if we see that they're okay or not based on their circumstances.
But also, I think that, hang on one second, one other thing that has been an argument, or not an argument, but a point that's been raised a lot with the mask thing is, you know, kids in public schools, depending on what state you're in, you know, they have to go through active shooter drills. To me, that's a lot more traumatic than having to wear a mask when everyone knows it's a pandemic.
But I think
if anything's going to psychologically impact kids, it might be the fact that they are prepared to be shot at when they go to school. I mean, my mom remembers, and Doug, you probably did this too, those drills where you had to get under your desk in case of, like, nuclear war.
Yeah. The Russians, right.
Right.
But here's the thing. I think it's less about trauma. Obviously, we want our kids to be prepared if there's a school shooting, because that's the new reality, is that there are sometimes school shootings. And it's unfortunate that that's the way it is, but it is, and you want your kid to be prepared. I think it's less about trauma, this argument about masks, and more about learning. There are a lot of kids, especially with special needs and learning disabilities, that I think, according to their parents at least, are having a harder time connecting and keeping up in classrooms because they're having a hard time either hearing their teacher, the teacher's having a hard time deciding who's actually having trouble, who's getting concepts, that kind of stuff. So your more communicative kids, I think, are going to be doing fine because they'll say, hey, I don't understand this, or they'll volunteer that. But for those kids, and I was one of them, so I can kind of like identify who were super shy. If I were hiding behind a mask, I would probably like it because I didn't want to be seen in school, but I would also probably slip through the cracks more because I would never say, hey, I don't understand that. Can you review it again? So I think it really is going to depend on the kid and their personality as to whether or not, you know, they're tracking with what's going on in the classroom. And maybe everything will be fine. We just simply don't know at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also another added factor in peer pressure, because you have kids who some are wearing masks, some aren't. And as politicized as adults are making it, it trickles down to the kids as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting thought.
That's the argument for uniforms in school, that it takes away that, you know, peer pressure of who's wearing what and who's spending what on their outfits and stuff. Yeah. But all kids should be in the same thing, right? You don't want half the kids in uniforms and half the kids get to wear, you know, their new Jordans. And then I think the half and half thing of some kids wearing masks and become targets maybe by other kids who are not wearing masks, it becomes a big problem.
Children can be pretty cruel.
Yep.
The number four issue this week on the list from Talkers Magazine, the story list has to do with immigration. The special envoy for Haiti has resigned this week from his position. He wrote in his letter that he will, quote, not be associated with the United States' inhumane, counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian refugees. Well, what are we supposed to do with them? I guess that's the question. There have been a lot of questions that have come up this week in conversation about the how these people got from Haiti to Mexico or wherever it is they're coming in from. It is a mess, complete mess. Yeah.
This guy that resigned, his name's Daniel Foote, and he said that he's upset that the Biden administration was deporting some of these people back to wherever they came from. And as of right now, I think only 300 to 400 or 500 of them have actually been sent back. The rest, most of them have actually now been let into the country, which is also outrageous. So you've got a no-win situation here for the Biden administration, really for all of us who are dealing with this. But the dirty secret is that a lot of these people are not coming from Haiti. They are coming from places like Brazil. They're coming from places like Chile. And they were waiting. These are people who have been in those countries working jobs and waiting. They have the resources to get here. And they felt because now is the time with the border open that they would come into the country at this moment. So this is, you know, it's not like everybody is a poor, you know, person in Haiti who was taken out by natural disasters and by a corrupt government. A lot of these people have been out of Haiti for years and have just chosen now is the time to come to the United States. So it's pretty complicated. It's not just one group of people. And the story out this week is that not only is Del Rio, Texas now the hotbed, but Yuma, Arizona has been hit in the last couple of days by, I think, another 9,000 or 10,000 migrants. And they're coming in from 24 different countries. So these are not people who are just escaping the hardest of conditions or the harshest of conditions. These are people who are coming here because they think they can. They think they're going to be handed a paper to appear, and they're just going to disappear in. And how much more of that can we withstand? Without sounding heartless, I mean, it's very possible that we're going to have more than 2 million people that came in just this year alone. And that's, you can't hold that up. It's just too many people.
Why are we responsible? This guy says there are a lot of problems over there, and yes, there are, and it's awful, but why is it our problem? Where's the international community? Where are all the other countries? Why is it that we become the dumping ground for people from countries? This is what, you know, I look at the points or think of the points that we need to make here. Why, my first question, why do we need to let these people in here? Why aren't they going, isn't there some solution that's an international solution? And did they even bother to talk about it at the UN meeting this week? Was there any focus on all of these illegal immigrants that are not only coming here, but if you go to Europe, a lot of people from the Middle East are still trickling into in Afghanistan, trickling into some of the countries in Europe. So that's the number one question. And number two, when to get in here, what are we doing with them? We're paying for stuff in one way or another, and we've done it because we've made the unemployment rules so liberal that people still are not working. So there's a need. A lot of employers are happy to see these people come in because they'll have folks to do the work that needs to be done. And so it's a pretty sticky, messy situation that it seems to me good leadership could fix. So maybe the question is, where's the good leadership? And you can answer that for yourself. 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown. This is the overview of what's going on. The DJV program is a program that's heard around the country. Many of these same stations over the weekend that carry the countdown, carry the DJV program. You can check us all out at DJV Show on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can get downloads of our podcast every day at DJV Show Download, and listen to the program live wherever you get your podcast or at DJVShow.com. How about that? 21 after the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Review, the countdown stories, and people will get to the people list in the next half hour. And some more comments about what's going on, thoughts, and the whys and wherefores. Right now, though, I've invited you to answer some of the questions and comment on some of the things, the items that are on the DJV socials. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So, Jay, take us through some of the questions and some of the responses from our listeners.
Well, COVID still remains a hot topic. So one of the big questions, do you still wear a mask? Why or why not? Sue Wilson says, nope, vaxxed and not worried, just trying to live life once again. Well, Sally Wellburn says, absolutely, I have been vaccinated, but I could still carry the virus in my nasal passages. 54 people died in Washington State yesterday.
Wow. Who else? Let's see here. Is there anything that you saw there from any of our listeners that seemed unusual? Or is that the take is the same pretty much all the way around?
It's pretty much some people either aren't wearing them. There are a couple who said that they've never had to wear one. If they want to go to a business and the business requires it, they just don't go into that business.
So
I
see one person here who, Billy Dale Cummings, who says he only wears it at the doctor's office. This would be a good time for you to tell a quick story about your week with your family, because your husband has COVID and you've been sort of living, working around that, because you both work from home on different radio programs, and you got a one-year-old baby. So give us a few moments on how it is that you have worked around that, how you've survived, in fact, what
you
have to do.
I feel like I'm not surviving. When they say it takes a village to raise a child, they're not being facetious by any means. I'm exhausted. I am doing everything myself, but I also don't want to complain to my husband about it because he's the one that's actually going through COVID, and he's the one that's feeling ill, and he's the one that has to be quarantined from us. And it's so difficult watching. My husband will come out of the room that he's quarantined in to use the restroom, which is on the other side of the house we're staying away from. But Mac will see him, and Mac wants to run over to him, and he doesn't understand why Daddy can't come play with him. And that is heartbreaking. And just, you know, trying to keep everything clean. But it's not even just this past almost 2 weeks now with Ryan's COVID. It almost started last month with my lungs and the asthma and the allergies and not being able to see doctors because nobody's seeing you if you're sick. And then you do have COVID, so they're definitely not seeing you. And it is just, this whole thing is astounding. And one of my big takeaways, especially this week with Ryan having COVID, is how many people reached out to us. Not to see how we're doing, but to commend us for staying quarantined. Like, really? That's the commendable thing, that we're staying quarantined?
So many people,
are you supposed to?
Like we talked about, because Ryan got it from someone who had the vaccine, who had COVID, who didn't stay quarantined. And so I think there are a lot of people that get this false sense of security, especially once they're vaxxed, that, well, I have the vaccine, so I can. I mean, it's still really about whether or not you're sick, you have symptoms, all of those things. And you just got, people are not responsible about that kind of stuff. It's crazy.
No. And it's almost one of those things of, well, if I don't see it, it's not happening. People are sick. They have some symptoms, but then they're chalking it up to something else. They're like, well, it's not COVID,
it's
this. So I'm not even going to go get tested. If you have anything, just go get tested. What's the harm in just making sure?
Not any
just stay away from people if you don't want to get tested.
That's
stay
away.
You know?
Just stay away. That's very accurate, too. Absolutely.
All right. One of the other questions has to do with a big controversy in Texas, abortion laws. What do you feel about them? What do you have for responses there, Jay?
Yeah, are they racist, sexist? Do they hold any socioeconomic prejudice? Are they ageist? Eric Hodges says there's no need to complicate it. Abortion is murder, period. Melba Sweetman says none of the above. Save a life and give it to someone else to love. Gary Roeder points out late term abortion is inhumane. That's what should be banned.
Yeah, I think there's, I don't know, I have a hard time with abortion myself. I don't think it's my business, but the other side of it is, just in a personal thing, I think seeing my grandson come along, as we have with the ultrasound, and seeing the image of this baby in the womb, really, it's startling, actually, to see when the baby actually comes to life, if you will. It's 28 after. More coming up on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJVMyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, second half hour of our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the thoughts of the people that are on the DJV program with me every weekday. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner are all here. I want to go back just a bit, Jay, if we can, to the trending items that you have been following, social media responses. The number 7 item this week is the abortion issue, and a lot of it has to do with what's going on in Texas. But you had some, I don't know that we gave it enough time, you had some pretty strong answers that came from folks listening that were interested in answering that. But are they pretty much all, when I look at them, I think this is an issue that doesn't really change. People's thoughts are about the same. Yeah, we have to visit it every once in a while because it does pop up, like the situation in Texas. But is there anything new there? Did you see a comment that just when you saw it, stood out among all the comments?
Yeah, the majority of comments are pretty much follow the lines of adoption is an option, abortion is murder. But some people kind of went a little bit further with it, where Karen Jacqueline says, in these modern times with so much birth control available, it's a woman's responsibility to take necessary precautions and prevent conception, not ignore responsibility and kill their mistakes. Yes. I think that it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
If you're going to blame one, you should blame both sides.
And a woman being raped who doesn't want to be on hormonal birth control, I mean, how is that not taking responsibility? I mean, come on.
Exactly. And Peggy Lou kind of echoed that with, no, take control of your life.
Hmm. I think there's so much, there's not gray area. It's everything is black and white. I mean, I think what people bristle at a lot more, and quite frankly, I bristle at a lot more, is the, like, I mean, there are 42 million abortions during the year. Not all of those people are victims of rape. And I think we do have empathy, or some of us anyway, I'll just speak for myself, have empathy, obviously, for people who don't have a decision to make when they are raped or when someone is abusing them. Obviously, that's an issue. But I do bristle when people use this as their sole form of birth control. And I think there is then that conversation about, is there something else that you could do aside from just saying, oh, if something happens, I can get an abortion. I think that there is a conversation to be had about that. I think it doesn't all get put in the same cart, kind of.
Right, but one in four women in America will have an abortion before the age of 45. So you can't... There are a smaller percentage, yes, of women who are abused and raped and, you know, assaulted, and that results in a pregnancy. That's a separate category. Then there are some women who, yeah, are just, you know, irresponsible. I don't know anyone who would think that getting an abortion is somehow easier than taking a pill every day or using a condom. But the vast majority of women who get abortions are actually looking, they already either are on birth control that failed, or they have some sort of a system, you know, that they're using, whether the guy uses a condom or whatever. The vast majority are not women who are just using it, you know, willy-nilly as birth control. I mean, it's a serious procedure if you're not, you know, the pills are, the at-home pills that you can take, that's, you know, that's no joke. I mean, you're still housebound. You're missing work. I don't agree with that argument. And I know a lot of people like to make that argument that most women are just using it as birth control. It's the most inconvenient thing. Well, I've heard a lot of, especially men, say, oh, well, you know, that's women just using it as birth control.
I think it all gets put into one bucket, and unfortunately, like everything else in our lives, it's not all one bucket. And that's the point that I'm making. It's not all people using it as birth control. It's not all people who have been raped. It's not all people. I mean, it's a really complicated, obviously personal and emotional issue. And
most
I really
of
think
the
it
time,
does,
the conversation yeah. goes no place because people... Yeah. Can't seem to agree, so
because
let's move on.
Because it's so intense, yeah, it's such an intense...
All right, immigration number four. Before we left that, I wanted to spend a moment talking about what the Department of Homeland Security did this week, suspending the use of the horse patrol in Del Rio. This was a subset of this discussion because there were a lot of images that showed the agents whipping or charging their horses at the migrants, and the visual seemed to imply they were hitting the migrants with the reins of the horses.
Well, some people got hit in the face. There are pictures of that, too, and there are video of it. I mean, it's, you know, whether that was the intention, I don't know. I'm not one of the Border Patrol people. To me, as a horse lover, I would like the horses to not be involved in that because they were charging horses at people, trying to use them as a blockade. And I don't think that to me, that's animal abuse. So it's abusive
all around. But
those
people there are not thinking about that.
Well,
yeah, I mean, the horses have been used traditionally because sometimes, I mean, that border terrain is sometimes the only way that you can provide protection for the country. So now the Biden administration has decided that horses are racist and that they're going to pull them out of use at the border. So
I don't
now
think
we
horses
don't have a wall.
Are racist.
Well,
I
that's
think
what the, I mean. That's the message is that they're. You
no,
know,
I think I don't think horses are exercising racism here. I think the accusation is that there's the one patrol guy and his picture and video is everywhere. I mean,
yeah,
he is
and how sad.
Unmasked,
and he's doing and nothing.
He's,
he was doing nothing wrong. He's now on desk duty.
Obviously,
he was
that's
following,
debatable.
He was following Border Patrol procedures. And so this is the Biden administration, and it's their procedures. And so why would the guy be punished and put on desk duty for doing exactly what they told him to do? And so I just... Well,
and,
yes, and it
and
is.
And
here's
Trump
proof of that.
People want to waste a lot of time. Well, what if Trump were president? He's not. These people are there now.
I don't even think it has anything to do with Trump. This is all Biden's. Biden is the one who created this problem. And the problem also for the Biden administration with
this whole...
Sure he did.
The two million people here
is because of Biden's messaging. Absolutely.
Okay. But the border, the guys on horseback, he didn't create that. That's not a policy
but that's
that
his
Biden
border
created.
Patrol. It's his people that are running it, and that's their policy.
I think you'd find that there are a lot more Border Patrol people who voted for Trump than voted for Biden. All right,
but it doesn't matter who they voted for. And here's the point. The optics are what's bothering them. It doesn't matter about what's good or not for the country. They're letting now all of these Haitians into the country because there's a Black Lives Matter rally that's scheduled there, and they don't want the optics of Haitians being turned away.
They all do.
So they're letting them all in, 15,000 of them.
Trying to make themselves look good. Speaking of that, the UN meeting this week, the conversation behind the scenes about who's going to be the next leader of Germany. One of the things the Germans do that I prefer is they vote on weekends. They don't vote during the week. And why we can't fix that in our own reflective way is something that's crazy. Anyway, Angela Merkel has been the chancellor there for, 15 years or 16 years? I think she's been around for a long time now. She's not going to run. She's retiring. Both of the candidates who are trying to persuade voters to vote for them are a lot different than she is. But it's, you know, there are a lot of people who think Germany is the most powerful country in the European Union. And it may have a leader that's a little... Most of the choices that they have now are center... A little to the left or center, a little to the right. They don't have the kind of whack job fanatics that we have here. And that's because they hold the people understand how the system works there. They don't understand primaries here and how important it is. Anyway, so the top two candidates are a guy named Olaf Scholz, who's 63. He's the guy from the left, the Social Democratic Party. The other person is Armin Laschet, who's 60, the head of the party that Merkel ran the center a little bit to the right, Christian Democratic Union. And so I think that Scholz is leading, as is the, you know, we want to change. People had 16 years of the Merkel stuff a little to the right, so now they want to go a little to the left. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out, frankly. But there, I think this week, talking about Europe and optics, there was the meeting between the leaders of the United States and the leader of France. And as a matter of fact, on the list here, Emmanuel Macron is number 3. But what did these guys have to say? You know, was it basically an up yours? When they had a private conversation?
No, it seemed to be better than that. But doesn't France want to bill Australia now for... that somewhere, right? They want Australia to pay for their lost income.
Mm-hmm. And from what I've heard, they knew that the deal was going to go south, so they weren't necessarily upset with the United States for making the deal for the submarine with Australia. They were upset about the way that it was carried out, I guess. And there's also some bad blood between Biden and Macron about Afghanistan and the way Biden withdrew the troops and withdrew and didn't really draw in our allies into that conversation because the French actually had a lot of people in Afghanistan. And so they withdrew their ambassador to the U.S. from France. That was a pretty big move in as far as diplomacy. Now, that person's back after this conversation, but there was an argument about whether or not Biden apologized. I don't know what it matters if he does or not, but certainly the thing that is pointing out is that there was a difference in transcripts with the United States saying Joe Biden did not apologize and the French saying that he did. But I guess we're moving forward, and he's now just
moving
mad at
on
the Australians. Right.
Okay, so a couple of other things that have taken the oxygen out of the rooms this week. Number 10, both on the story list and the people list, is a focus on the Petito laundry situation. And now a federal arrest warrant has been issued for this guy. Is he even still alive is the question. Where is he? And so,
no one knows.
But
I think his parents know.
So weird.
I think his parents are in this. The reason I think that he is alive is that if you were a parent worth your salt, even if your child did commit murder, you would still want the safety of your child, right? You may want them to face the consequences, but they don't seem to be panicking publicly about where he is. He's gone too. It's very possible they're searching a swamp for his body to see if he fed himself to the alligators. If you're those parents, wouldn't you be out there a little bit in the public eye being a little more desperate like Gabby Petito's parents were?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like it's just not consistent, and maybe they do know where he is.
Yeah, his parents are way too chill over this whole thing.
Yeah, it's so obvious what's going on. Number nine, Victoria and Jay, Facebook, social media issues. We had some focus in our tech reports this week, Victoria, on Facebook. You want to recap that quickly?
Well, Facebook has had a lot of different issues in the stories this week. I think specifically what you're referring to is the Wall Street Journal coming after them.
Yes. Yeah. So coming up with a lot of facts that make a lot of sense.
Right. Yeah, and this is based on the employees. And so the Wall Street Journal did an investigation and showed that Facebook repeatedly failed to properly address crucial problems highlighted in internal studies conducted by the company's own employees, such as how the most divisive content surfaces on Facebook, which we know, in so many news feeds because of its high engagement. And so it's just, I mean, Facebook is a cesspool. It's one thing after another. And so, you know, the interesting thing, though, is that Facebook never seems to take a financial hit. Other companies with this much scrutiny would absolutely be taking much greater hits than Facebook is. And, you know, they just seem to be the executives are all about making the money, and that's it.
Yeah.
And they seem to be fine.
Well, the other social media companies, Twitter and Instagram, well, Twitter's part of Facebook.
Instagram is.
No. Instagram.
And Instagram's owned by Facebook.
Yeah. So what issues do you see here? Is it just the same old stuff in terms of people saying things that aren't true, especially when it comes to stuff like COVID? There's a lot.
Exactly. And the social media platforms decide who gets to say what, which people get kind of like blacklisted or shadow banned, as they call it, where they're not really showing up in timelines. But Instagram also started this kind of new-ish thing where you scroll down on your newsfeed and eventually it says, oh, you've already seen everything in the past 3 days, and they won't let you see a whole bunch of other things. And you're basically only seeing the same five accounts, and then they start showing you accounts you don't follow who they think you would like to follow.
God.
Just based on your algorithm and what they see.
Yeah, it feels like the algorithm from Facebook is taking over Instagram now, which is one of the main reasons people liked Instagram, is because it wasn't like Facebook. Because
it's not even accurate. I'm getting things to follow makeup professionals. I don't even wear makeup. I don't like makeup. That's like wrong. I'm not that demographic.
Send it to Victoria.
You can send it my way.
Yep.
There we go. I'll just tag Victoria.
The Top Radio Review, a roundup of the items that we're talking about on the DJV show. Thank you, ladies. 48 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of September 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of September 2021. On the story side, the top 10 includes, at number 10, the Gabby Petito case and the arrest warrant that's been issued for the fiancé. Number 9, Facebook, social media issues in general, and what curs the people are that run these social media outlets. Number 8, the continuing waste of time on January 6th. That's my pejorative. The abortion reality. Number 7, what's going on in Texas. Number 6, climate change or the weather. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the immigration problem, especially on the southern border with Haitians this week. The economy at number 3, the UN meeting number 2, and COVID and its related conversations number 1 this week on the countdown. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So Lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. On the people's side, at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talkers Magazine has listed the stories in the people, as have we on the DJV website, DJVshow.com, so you can get the list anytime. The formal list on the people's side has Gabby Petito at number 10, the premier or the president of China at number 9, two governors, DeSantis and Abbott, number 8, sort of in there, Matthew McConaughey and his thinking about running for governor of Texas. Donald Trump is 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. Janet Yellen from the Fed is number 5. Chuck Schumer's 4. Emmanuel Macron from France, number 3. Dr. Phony Fauci is 2. I probably shouldn't keep saying that. Anyway, he's number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Somewhere in there, Angela Merkel is going to show up because of what's going on in Germany this weekend. That'll probably be on the story list for next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to check and review the top five tech stories of the week as an ancillary accompaniment to both the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We start with number 5, Victoria, which we were talking about DoorDash. We have lots of conversation about that.
Yeah.
And so this is about expanding what their delivery options are, it looks like.
Yes, so they announced this week that they're expanding their alcohol delivery service to 20 new states, as well as the District of Columbia and Canada and Australia. They said that this new plan will reach 100 million adults. And so before the pandemic, DoorDash was only delivering alcohol in California, and then when the pandemic hit, they started expanding as states were, you know, trying to keep restaurants open. They eased all the restrictions with alcohol. So you can get to-go, you know, cocktails, you can get to-go bottles of wine or liquor from restaurants. And so DoorDash now says they'll pick up their meal, your meal, as well as whatever you want to drink. And so IDs required for, obviously, you have to be 21 or older, and so they will check ID upon delivery. But this is, they say that this is actually, Uber Eats, which is DoorDash's biggest competitor, they acquired the alcohol delivery service called Drizzly, and that was just in February a couple months ago.
What a name.
I know. And right. That was worth $1.1 billion. So alcohol delivery is a big business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number four, as we count down to number one here, is a focus on Google expanding again.
Yeah, this was kind of a surprising move for a lot of made news this week. A lot of people weren't really thinking that Google would invest this much in real estate right now, especially at a time where most people are working from home and a lot of employees are trying to negotiate those circumstances going forward. And so Google has is buying a Manhattan office building for $2.1 billion. It's one of the clearest signs so far that technology companies are, you know, they have a growing appetite for office space. And so this deal of the new, for the new building on Manhattan's West Side is the most expensive sale of a single U.S. office building since the start of the pandemic. It's also one of the priciest in history. It's a 1.3 million square foot waterfront building. So it looks like they're heavily considering, like a lot of other tech companies, they really like New York City because you have a talent pool that's kind of unlike any other city. And so they, right now, Google employs 12,000 people in New York. So I guess they want everyone back in the office.
Between Google and Amazon taking over the world. Yeah. Number three, General Motors.
And so General Motors said this week that they're going to start swapping new batteries into the Chevy Bolt electric vehicles in October. Now, this is, of course, after the massive recall that was because of dozens of fires that took place. These batteries are made by LG. They're still working with LG, and LG apparently has a software update that can help prevent these batteries from overheating and then catching on fire. So in the meantime, they say Bolt owners should still park outside, away from your home, after charging. You should not charge your vehicle indoors, and don't close the garage door if you do decide to leave it indoors. So, not fun. Lots of workarounds.
Apple's next generation operating system seems to have made it to the surface. That's number two this week, Victoria.
Yep, iOS 15 is available now for download. It has some new features that are pretty cool. Some of the highlights, the map situation has been totally overhauled. iOS brings voice isolation and spatial audio to FaceTime calls, making it easier to figure out who's talking to you on the screen and where they're coming from. You now can also share a link to FaceTime with Android users and Microsoft apps, which has never been done before. So this is really cool that now you can have other people who don't have an iPhone or, you know, any Apple device, they can join in on the FaceTime call.
Number one in the top five tech stories of the week, back to Microsoft. This really is interesting. I don't understand how it'll work. You'll explain. I know you will.
Yep. So I think this is really cool. Microsoft is making it easier for those of us who struggle to keep track of our passwords or remember which ones we've used, and especially since the most common password around the planet is still password 1234. So, and that's true. And so this week, Microsoft has introduced a brand new system, and so they say Microsoft users can ditch the passwords altogether, and you can use what the company is now calling passwordless future. And so what you're going to do is you're going to log into an app like you're going to use the Microsoft Authenticator, which connects to your phone or Windows Hello, and that lets you sign into your account with your face, your fingerprint, or your personal identification number, your PIN. And so customers will then also be able to use a security key or have a verification code sent to their phone, so it makes it even more, it's more secure, actually, than having a password that someone could guess. So this is good news for people who don't want to keep remembering passwords.
All right, there it is, the good news all the way around. A great overview of the top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen here, 59 past the hour.
Talk radio countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you see more than one jerk in a day, guess what? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. As an anger management specialist, I see lots of angry people all the time. There are people I've met along the way who are angry at just about everything. You've likely encountered similar people. So here's what I tell people who seem to be angry at just about everyone and everything. If you see one jerk in a day, that person was probably a jerk. But if you see a bunch of people you would call a jerk in the same day, guess what? You're the jerk. Sometimes it's worth being aware that if you think the whole world is crazy and you're the lone sane one, that, well, that's really not likely the case. If you're constantly angry at everyone, make sure you take some time to look inward instead of outward. For more on self-reflection, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Throughout the weekend, damage assessment crews have been out in full force in California. They've been trying to determine how many structures may have been destroyed in a wildfire that has displaced thousands.
Firefighters working in steep, drought-stricken terrain hope calmer weather over the next few days will help them. Crews are battling the Fawn Fire north of the city of Redding. Officials say initial assessments reveal at least 100 homes and other structures have burned, but that number is likely to change as teams go street by street.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Thousands of students and activists marching in New York, Mexico City. They were demanding authorities find out what happened to 43 college students who disappeared in 2014. Also at townhall.com, the White House and congressional Democrats continue to condemn the Border Patrol in Texas over the action along the border with agents on horseback. More than 40 million doses of vaccines available. Health officials now say they're very confident there will be enough for every American who qualifies. A spike in demand is expected after the CDC endorsed boosters of the Pfizer vaccine for all Americans 65 and older. Now, the CDC says younger people at higher risk from the virus because of certain health conditions or their jobs may also qualify. Police in Norway reporting dozens of brawls in bars, restaurants, and nightclubs that were filled with people celebrating the end of COVID-19 restrictions in Norway. The government there abruptly announcing Friday that most of the remaining restrictions had been scrapped. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Video of a Virginia mother confronting her local school board over pornographic materials has gone viral.
The clip shows mother of six, Stacy Langton, whose two eldest kids attend Fairfax High School, first explaining during her speaking time at Fairfax County Public Schools board meeting that after seeing stories about certain pornographic books in other school districts around the country, she decided to check the titles at her own kids' school. And sure enough, Langton found books that include pedophilia, including one book describing a fourth-grade boy with a grown man. After she read aloud from the books and displayed the shocking images in question, the crowd began chanting at the school board, "Go to jail." Patrick Foss reporting.
Utah football player Aaron Lowe dying in a shooting at a party just hours after Utah defeated Washington State. A second victim in the shooting, a woman, is in critical condition. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Authorities now say at least three people were killed, and Amtrak says dozens injured in that derailment in Montana.
Video posted to social media shows rail cars laying on their sides, the passenger who shot it exclaiming how the train is destroyed. The Amtrak train runs between Seattle and Chicago. The derailment happened around 4 p.m. near Joplin, Montana, about 30 miles from Canada. Amtrak says the train had about 141 passengers and 16 crew on board, and that 8 of the 10 rail cars derailed. I'm Julie Walker.
Small plane crash in West Virginia Sunday. Three people are dead. And authorities in San Diego investigating the deaths of a woman and her two-year-old son after they fell from a high level of Petco Park just moments before a Major League Baseball game began. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A private Christian college in Missouri, the College of the Ozarks, remains in the battle to oppose a government policy essentially requiring the school to place students in dormitories according to their sexual orientation and gender identity rather than their biological sex.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as a part of the DJV program every week. Michael Harrison joins us, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the overview of things. The charts this week are for the week of September 20th to the 24th. Seems impossible that we're into the fall season already, Michael. Summer is gone. Where did it go? People are saying they can't believe things are moving as quickly as they are. Perhaps that's a subset to conversation that we have with all the things going on. Is that what makes the time go so quickly?
Well, on one level, it's a cliche. You know, time's flying. Can you believe? All my life, we've been talking about that. And yet, I think people are talking about it more now than ever. It's very hard to wrap your brain around the concept of time. But I was just talking to Phil, our notable producer, about how, you know, we always meet at the end of the week doing this program for the weekend. And it becomes a milestone, a touchstone of how fast the week goes.
Yeah.
And here it is, the weekend again.
Here it is again.
Let alone here it is, the end of September going into October in a year that we were looking at as a remedy to 2020. 2021 will be better, the new year. And all of a sudden, 2020 and 2021 have become like one murky year. Have you found that to be your perception?
Yes, and in no small way, because we haven't been able to do the things, even in this world that you and I are in, the world changed for a lot of producers. It didn't change for us because we work out of our homes anyway, but it changed, excuse me, the reality. I'll tell you, that's one thing that's changed for me as part of the focus on one's health and well-being. I'm a very healthy guy. But I can't get away from the allergies, the things that are flying around in the air, whether it's a part, one of the items this week, as usual, focus on the weather and climate change, number six this week. I don't want to take your steam away from you, but as I, every morning during the DJV program and when I do the other programs that I do, I find myself constantly having to clear my throat because of the stuff that's in the air. We've had so much rain here this year. It's everything's moist and moldy, and it's affecting the quality of our lives. Never mind COVID. It just makes a life more annoying.
Let me say, oh my gosh, you've got a whole mushroom farm growing down there.
There you go. Right. All right. Michael's going to go through the stories in the people list, top 10 items from the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. All right, Michael, what do we have?
Well, now you've stolen my thunder. You always do that.
What I do? What happened?
You're cool. At number 10, race relations and the Gabby Petito case. And the tie between the two is interesting because it spawned the spotlight of scrutiny on a syndrome known as missing white woman syndrome. Mm-hmm. At number 9, Facebook and social media issues. At number 8, January 6th investigation and the Trump election fraud claims that continue. He keeps banging that drum.
My God.
At number 7... It's very unsettling. Mm-hmm. Abortion and voting rights are tied at number 7. Climate change is at number 6. Number 5 is U.S.-China relations, and that topic goes in so many directions. Let's just say it'll always be there at number 5. At number 4, immigration, Afghanistan, and Haiti. They're all tied together. At number 3, the economy and the Biden budget. The Democrats are fighting among themselves about the $3.5 trillion budget, and the whole thing is one big headache. At number 2, the UN meeting that took place in New York City, and U.S.-France relations, which is also troubling, very disturbing. And number 1, COVID, COVID-19 boosters, vaccines, masks, mandates, and politics. On the people chart, we have Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. That's number 10. And a lot of their dirty laundry, no pun intended, has been aired out. Xi Jinping is at 9, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Two rising stars in the world of politics at number 8. Donald Trump at number 7, a political newcomer. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi, Janet Yellen's at 5, Chuck Schumer's at 4, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, is at number 3. Dr. Tony Fauci is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And those are the names, and those are the stories that make up a snapshot of this crazy world in which we are immersed.
All right, so the snapshot of a few things in here from your perspective, from Michael Harrison's perspective, listening to the conversation on the air and having your own thoughts as well. There's a new EPA rule that's going to cut the use of certain categories of planet-warming chemicals. They're known as hydrofluorocarbons. And the only reason I brought it up is because I like to say that on the air. Many times I find things I can't say on the air. Yeah. Hydrofluorocarbons. Anybody know what they are? Probably not. But think of your air conditioning, refrigerator, and what's in there to keep it cold. And that's what's apparently, according to some of these characters, ruining the planet, which is pretty nonsensical. But it all, I guess, according to a lot of them, adds up, including the gas that comes out of the rear end of a cow. So what are we going to do about that? There's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a great industry. They've created a religion out of this, Michael. They, being a lot of politicians and people who have created new businesses, it doesn't hurt anything to have a focus on it, does it? I don't think it does. Do you think it does? You want to say hydrofluorocarbons?
That was an interesting swath of fact and opinion.
Yes.
But let me say it too. Hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, they're going to reduce use of them by 85% over the next 15 years. It's all that refrigerant stuff. Interestingly enough, the HFCs were introduced as an alternative to the right. The gas they had prior to that,
right,
which
yeah,
were
right.
some type of chlorofluorocarbons.
Right. Yes,
I don't remember exactly.
Like,
but as far as whether or not people have made a religion about climate change, I mean, I don't know if I completely agree with your skepticism about it.
You don't have to. You can disagree with
me. No, I know I don't have to. But I don't feel like arguing about it because, right. you know, I understand your point of view. There's a great degree of truth to what you're saying. However, because it's become binary and it's either you're for climate change or you're against it and all that, it's sort of like the COVID politics. Neither side to me is addressing the problem. And we need to stop politicizing it and just get down to the basics of it.
Yeah, deal with
it. How do we make it in this crazy world?
Do we even? The question is, do we or can we have an impact? Because there are, if you look back over this past week, you'll see the story of the reality out in New Mexico, the finding of fossils, human beings wandering right. the planet 30,000 years ago, when in fact the conventional wisdom has been up until now that the last ice age, which started 18,000 years ago and ended 13,000 years ago, humans didn't exist before then. Now, apparently, that's false. Like lots of other things, most things that are scientific become unscientific in favor
well,
of the new
science. That's the whole
I
purpose
guess.
Of science,
yeah.
is to unprove the current science. That's progress. But it is interesting that they have found human footprints at a time when they didn't think they existed. My personal theory, you should have me on one of your metaphysical podcasts, because my personal theory is that the human race has been here way longer than we realize. And I actually think, and now, you know, this is where, I actually think that we may have had modern technology 50,000 years ago or 80,000 years ago and destroyed ourselves. I'm not so sure this is our first time around.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting
idea. We may go out into the solar system and find artifacts of humanity on the moon or other places from 50,000 years
right.
ago. Could you imagine?
From maybe more than that, a million years ago. I mean, the planet's 4.5 billion years old. So what? This is a snapshot in time. I'm also a believer, and this is the cuckoo. Stefan, he's not Stefan to what he says. He's crazy.
I think we came
from other planets. I don't think there's any realistic way of looking at why black people look the way they do or the eyes of the Asians or white people or whatever it is. It makes no sense whatsoever to anybody who really thinks it through as to why people from certain parts of the country, certain parts of the planet look the way they do. I believe we have all come as installments from other planets, and there is not one single living human being that can disprove that.
Are you sure you need me as your sidekick on this program any
Yes,
longer?
I do. Yeah, please.
Okay.
Stay here and enjoy a couple of commercials. I don't know why. You know, this week I'm really cranked up, so thank you for reminding me. I apologize for taking the wind out of...
No, it's not the wind. I was kidding about that. What I'm making fun of is just because we have different races doesn't mean we come from different planets. Let's definitely pick up on that after the break.
All right.
I have no complaint. I'm just teasing with you.
I know. 16 past the hour. The way to get healthy the right way if you're overweight during the last 2 years, as Michael and I are talking about the extension, we thought this year would be good. Not so much. Lots of people still gaining lots of weight because they're not getting exercise, they're not getting out, they're working at home, they're stuck in the mud, whatever it is. And so if you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula that's done so well, not only here in our country, but around the world, because people have realized that they can lose the weight any number of ways. But keeping it off is something that's a focus now. If you do all that hard work, why would you want to put the weight back on again and go through all of the anger, the anxiety of having to lose it again, when with Calitrin you can keep it off? Simple, straightforward information. All your questions asked by a human, answered by a human being once they're asked. Go to toploss.com. Get 10% off every bottle. It's the early fall special using the DJV code and get free shipping. That's Calitrin, the stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off at toploss.com. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of September 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of September 2021. On the story side, the top 10 includes, at number 10, the Gabby Petito case, and the arrest warrant that's been issued for the fiancé. Number 9, Facebook, social media issues in general, and what curs the people are that run these social media outlets. Number 8, the continuing waste of time on January 6th. That's my pejorative. The abortion reality. Number 7, what's going on in Texas. Number 6, climate change or the weather. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the immigration problem, especially on the southern border with Haitians this week. The economy at number 3, the UN meeting number 2, and COVID and its related conversations. Number 1 this week on the countdown.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free?
It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back into the saddle of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen from the various logistical points of view that I do on the radio every week. The DJV program, the American Family Farmer, Talk Radio Countdown Show, DJV Health Show. And so we were engrossed in a conversation about humanity and where it all came from. So I'm going to let you have the
well,
final
you had
word,
mentioned the fact that Michael. Because there's races, different racial features of Asians, Africans, Europeans over the centuries, that this indicates perhaps humanity was seeded from different planets. Now, that's very possible. However, it's not conclusive because we have scientific evidence that it doesn't take much environmentally or genetically to change the physicality of Earth organisms. Look at the dog. Look at how many species of dogs exist.
Yeah.
And yet, if you look at it objectively, every single dog that you meet, unless you meet a wolf out in the wilderness, is a genetically, artificially created creature by the genetic machinations of their human owners. Mankind, the human race, Homo sapiens, the naked monkey, created the dog spectrum of species. We created it. They did not happen by themselves. So we could create so much diversity from little chihuahuas to giant Great Danes, all from the same parent, that gray wolf, that, you know, iconic image of a wolf. Mm-hmm. Then why wouldn't different environments, the cold ice age, the northern European climate, south, you know, the southern warm tropics of Africa, the Asian continent and all of its millions of square acres, why wouldn't that have influenced how humanity genetically has taken on different properties? It doesn't necessarily mean we came from Mars or you came from Venus. Men come from Mars and women from Venus, but that's another story. So I don't know. I do entertain the notion that we are part of the universe, and ultimately, scientifically, it's been proven that we are basically stardust, that we are made up of material that originated in the core of stars that exploded into supernovae. That's a pretty profound concept. So, yeah, we all come from outer space, but I don't know if that's why we have different colored skin.
Okay. Well,
As
you were talking about dogs, I was thinking they may have come with the people that came from the various planets. It could have been that
they brought their dogs. Could you imagine if the ship lands on the White House lawn, the guy comes out and he's got a dog, and the dog looks like a human and he looks like a dog? Wouldn't Planet of the Dogs. What a great concept. Let's go sell that to Hollywood.
Sounds like a movie. Yeah, right, exactly. Get away from the political season. What do you make, by the way, of all the politics, the difference in politics? We were talking, number two this week is our relationship with France and Mr. Macron. Wow. Apparently all of the bad blood has been buried. We're going to buy him off by giving him some money. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do.
Well, we're going to make a four-way quad. They're now a member of the Mean Girls Club. The fact of the matter is poor France is having to deal privately outside of this with the reality that maybe they're not as powerful as they think they are.
Mm-hmm. The Germans are the most powerful country in Europe. And it's interesting because, the focus this weekend on the election of a new German chancellor after Angela Merkel has been there 16 years. We have a lot to learn. They have their elections on weekends, which is what we ought to do. They have parties that are much better defined, more clearly defined, and less radical than we do here, which is something because we've always thought, or in my lifetime, in your lifetime, we've always thought of the Germans because of Hitler and the two world wars that they were radicals. But they really aren't. Coming from a Germanic background as I do, I see how deliberate, I guess maybe Germanic equals deliberate in my thinking, and it'll be very interesting to see how this weekend shakes out far as the new election is concerned, and the world will be talking about it. So will we in the countdown next week. It's 28 past the hour. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Com.
Four at the hour here on the D. Whoops, wait a minute. I was. Well, it is,
wow.
In a sense, the DJV program. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is presented as part of the DJV overview of what's hot in the world of news, talk radio. Michael Harrison, the authority when it comes to that, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here every week at this time to go through the lists and for us to have conversation about some of the realities that are connected. One of the neatest things about talk radio that we mention from time to time is how you can have one main object of interest and it spins off into any number depending on how clever the host is.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Renning. Prepare for a temporary outage. We'll be back real soon. Thank you.
It's like chess. I made my statement pithy and to the point.
Yes, you did. Well, let's go to the point here that you and I, as we live in the northeastern part of the United States much of the year, are the recipients of the goodwill of the gods. Because apparently, according to the new research out this week, that's part of the climate change discussion, number six this week, is that we here in the Northeast are in the fastest warming region in the U.S., which is kind of surprising, in a manner of speaking. Maybe with all the rain. Is the rain because it's warmer here, getting warmer here? And what is the reason for the trend? The reason for the trend is that it's raining more. Now, why is it raining more? Just, well, you know, over the history of the planet, there's got to have been many instances of things change. You look at the history of the planet, Michael, you can see deserts in a lot of different places than where they are now. Even you can see whole continents in different places. So why is that any of this so surprising?
Well, it's not. But, you know, the question is whether or not we have any role in enhancing it, speeding it up, and if we have any potential power to slow it down because of the inconvenience it causes us to have climate change and shifting continental plates. It's, you know, earthquakes and tsunamis.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify?
Where this vulnerable little naked ape thrown into a universe full of extreme heat, cold, wind, acid, rain, drowning, comets, asteroids, gravity.
Yeah, we can live here. We're alive.
We are this little microbe. We're earth bugs that live in this massive universe beyond anything that we could put our wrap our brains around. We are these little microbes that live in this thin little puddle of air that surrounds a little blue dot.
Pretty amazing,
and,
isn't it? Huh?
And that's where we're stuck. And we've built up all of this. The phrase in the Yiddish phrase is we built up all this mishigas about how important we are and how much it all means. But think about it. We are like these little bugs dwelling in this little puddle, this little speck of place that is conducive to our existence in terms of this little spectrum of temperature range that we can deal with, this little spectrum of UV rays that we can, you know, sustain. We're so vulnerable, and we live in this little sliver of potential protection, and even it is unstable. That's the reality. All this stuff of back to nature and get out there and enjoy it. Yeah, and get bitten by bugs that'll give you disease, stuff that'll get in your hair, crawl in your orifices, and give you rashes and disease. Aren't I happy?
So why don't we just end it all?
We surround ourselves with such BS.
Well, that's what I kind of was. But thank you for going there, because you and I have been talking together for so long, we kind of get the drift of where we're going. It is BS, frankly. So the average summertime temperature here in the Northeast has increased by 2 degrees since the beginning of records, at least in this lifetime, the 1880s, when weather records began to be kept. And so we've gone up 2 degrees on average. Now, that was, 170 years ago or so, 150 years ago.
And speck of time.
What happens in the next 150 years? It goes up another 2 degrees. What does that do to us? Do we get into another situation where the planet will change radically, will disappear, the human, and maybe come back again, as you were suggesting?
Exactly.
Who knows?
It just depends on how big a perspective you want to take it in looking at reality and our predicament being in it. We're in a mm-hmm. predicament. This is a predicament. Nobody asked to be here, you know. It's like, where are we? What are we? What is this all about? And then we normalize it, we institutionalize it. We tend to say, it's okay, this is normal. This is normal, living in this little puddle and a little speck floating around a star in the middle of an infinite universe. That's normal, you know.
It is normal. And that's life down on the farm.
Yeah, makes all these issues we discuss suddenly get back into their perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go one step further than that, because we are about the news of the world. And sent me a note on our social media, at my own personal Facebook page, asking me what the difference is between a talk show and a news program. Uh-huh. And I thought, wow, that's a perfect question for Michael. What is the difference between a talk show and a news program, please? S'il vous plaît.
Well, first of all, everything is different and everybody describes things their own way. I'm into categories, but not to be restrained by them. So the general difference is a talk show incorporates more opinion, and a news show purportedly or ideally is more an attempt to present objective facts. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. Objective facts.
Objective facts.
Who decides
whether
it's objective?
Doesn't mean we're right or wrong. Look, you know, opinion and the it's all intention. If the voice on the radio intends to tell you what it believes is the truth, then it's an objective news. If it's opinion, well, then you could be right, you could be wrong. If it's deception, that means that you know it's not that, but you're telling the people what they want to hear, or you're trying to sell them something they don't need. There's truth, there's right, there's wrong. And then there's deception. And you're going to have an understanding of all these things to even begin to wade into the territory of analyzing this kind of question you asked.
Yeah.
You've
been so successful.
Nothing wrong with being wrong.
Yeah, no, but I asked the question because you've been so successful at chronologically looking at this. We think it's a long time. You and I have been friends for almost 30 years. The idea of the Talkers Magazine been around that long. I've been on the air doing a morning program, syndicated program, for 33 years. That seems like a long time, but it isn't. It's, as you pointed out, as we get started, humans and time and how we live our lives are just a speck, not even a speck, a partial minutia speck of what really is. And we think of ourselves sometimes as so important. I guess we're important to ourselves, to our family, that sort of thing. But one of the toughest ideas to grapple with for humans is to understand how our mind works. Mm-hmm. And one of the keys to it is to listen to some people on talk radio programs or pay attention to some of the comments that people make on social media these days to find out the key to humanity. You believe that's true, or is that an overstatement?
Exactly. I think everything comes to the key to humanity, because that's what we are. We're humanity. And the only thing that we know exists is our consciousness. The only thing that we know exists is our perception of the infinite universe around us. Is that your phone or mine?
Yes, it is. I think we'll go to a commercial break right now.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of September 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of September 2021. On the story side, the top 10 includes, at number 10, the Gabby Petito case and the arrest warrant that's been issued for the fiancé. Number 9, Facebook, social media issues in general, and what curs the people are that run these social media outlets. Number 8, the continuing waste of time on January 6th. That's my pejorative. The abortion reality. Number 7, what's going on in Texas. Number 6, climate change or the weather. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the immigration problem, especially on the southern border with the Haitians this week. The economy at number 3. The UN meeting number 2 and COVID and its related conversations. Number 1 this week on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people's side, at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talkers Magazine has listed the stories in the people, as have we on the DJV website, djvshow.com, so you can get the list anytime. The formal list on the people's side has Gabby Petito at number 10, the premier or the president of China at number 9, two governors, DeSantis and Abbott, number 8, sort of in there, Matthew McConaughey and his thinking about running for governor of Texas. Donald Trump is 7, Nancy Pelosi is 6, Janet Yellen from the Fed is number 5, Chuck Schumer is 4, Emmanuel Macron from France, number 3. Dr. Phony Fauci is 2. I probably shouldn't keep saying that. Anyway, he's number 2. Joe Biden is number 1. Somewhere in there, Angela Merkel is going to show up because of what's going on in Germany this weekend. That'll probably be on the story list for next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. 46 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Well, it's the Countdown Show with Michael Harris and Doug Steffen going through these stories. I wanted to, before we got into what was on the mind when you did your special MH interview this week, the conflicts that exist in the conversation about them, the confusion that comes from the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, and even within these groups, what great conversation it makes. Dr. Walensky, who is from this neck of the woods, is the director of the CDC. The agency said this week that boosters for people in risky jobs not important right now. She says, yes, it is, so she overruled them. And so now, if you can get a definition of risky, what a risky job is, you get a shot. I can get a shot now. You can get a shot now. But not last week, we couldn't. And why is the question that I ask, and nobody's got an answer, because it's kind of like your mother used to say when you asked her, why can't I do that? Because I said so. That's how ridiculous, and it's great conversation on the air, but it's ridiculous. It's nuts, isn't it? Why? What's the difference whether I have a shot this week or next week? Who cares?
Maybe this week would be a week in which you contract the disease, and the sooner you get it, the less chance there is. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But as far as doctors having different opinions, that's part of the medical profession. I mean, the old concept of
why do we need opinions if you get science says this is the way it is?
Well, science also argues with itself. I mean, look at Copernicus, look at Galileo, look at look how long it's taken for the world to understand Einstein. This is not unusual. We have to learn to live with mystery, and we have to learn to live with the fact that these fields of study that are on the periphery of our knowledge, like science and medicine, are not exact, and that we're constantly finding new ways. Then we get hit with this pandemic that's killing 675,000 people, and we want answers like how do you make a good peanut butter sandwich? I mean, give me a break. You understand that, Doug. We have to be intelligent.
Yeah. All right. Guy you interviewed this week, I never pronounced his name right. Is it Failla? How do you pronounce
his name? His spelling belies it. I would never have spelling like that if I were in show business with a name. His name is pronounced Failla. Failla. It's spelled F-A-I-L-L-A. So people go Failla. Failla. You know, but it's Failla. And Jimmy Failla is a very funny guy, and he's a talk show host and a nice guy. Great guy.
So what do we get? Do we have a laugh? Or we have serious when you're listening
serious,
to this?
Very serious, very serious with a couple of laughs along the way. It's mhinterview.com, a rising star in talk radio, Jimmy Failla. Check it out, folks.
What's his background? Just a quick
cab story. Driver, 10 years driving a cab and a stand-up comic in New York. Serious.
Yeah, I get it. mhinterview.com, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with the presence of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, my friend the lawyer. Is that an oxymoron? Can you be my friend?
Sure.
My friend. Well, it sounds like a movie. My friend. I actually have a couple of good friends that are lawyers. Anyway, he's also a college prof at Bentley University. He teaches the young lawyers to be how to do it the right way and not the way that most lawyers do it. And I'll leave it at that. Okay, so here we are with a number of things from the story list to Talkers Magazine, the whole business about the legality of mandates, the politics behind it, it's COVID-19, and, you know, to make it happen or not make it happen. Is there really a way to stop Florida from doing what it's doing, or California or Texas or any other state? Whether it's to mandate or not to mandate, is that something that legally has any standing at all, Steve?
Well, you know, it's difficult to really categorize when you say, you know, can they say not to do it? So, for instance, the governor of Florida, DeSantis, has made it a real signature part of his policy to make orders of what people, you know, cannot, that schools cannot do that. That to me, I don't think would be able to hold up through appellate decisions. You know, we have public health measures. You know, kids can't go to school unless they have a great number of vaccinations, you know, basic vaccinations, and for diseases that, frankly, have been eradicated.
Yeah.
There is an issue of, you know, what is my right? You know, your right to throw a punch at me ends at my nose. So there are things for the public good that people can be required to do. And so I think the emphasis should be on trying to convince people that this is a safe vaccine and that it is something that is going to help you, your family, the world. It's very troubling to me that significant numbers of people are not taking it, although I do think the media exaggerates how many people don't want it.
Yeah, I think there's something to both of those, yes. All right, let's go to number four this week on the story list from Talkers, focusing on immigration, mostly the Haitians, deportation, getting them in here. So far this year, 2 million illegal immigrants have come into our country. Decidedly, this is something that requires passion to understand it. But the other side, the practical side of it is, you know, whether legally or otherwise, we can hold in or hold back. This is a troubling thing, and now a lot of people are angry because Biden is shipping the Haitians back. But, you know, what are you going to do with all these people?
You know, it's heads you lose, tails you lose.
Yeah.
This particular topic is one that I find the most irksome in regard to politics and how both sides have dealt with this. Because what you have, we need an immigration policy. We need also something. We have a Statue of Liberty. We invite people in. But you can't have it totally unlimited. You have to have a way of weighing out what we can take in, and then, you know, in keeping with our, you know, what our ethics are. But there's a couple of interesting aspects to this, and here are two of them that don't get talked about enough. With our birth rate and our economy, we need immigrant labor. And immigrants don't bring in crime. Statistically, that hasn't been shown that immigrants bring in crime. By and large, they do quite well contributing. We need the labor of immigrants. The other thing, though, is the Biden policy right now allows a certain number to come in, and then they wait for a trial. The trial will take years. Meanwhile, they're here, and they're going to stay here. We need a more effective system, and Congress just doesn't seem to do it.
Right. I think they're all serving their own interests. Okay, quickly, number seven about abortion. I don't like talking about this because it goes nowhere, but the Texas situation has an interesting quagmire attached to it, does it not?
It does, because what they tried to do to make it legal where otherwise it wouldn't be is they're saying it's not state action, it's private action. I don't think it's constitutional.
All right, there he is, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal professor, also the founder of Scamicide.com. Here's a great website to go and find out what is legal, what your rights are about the scams and phone calls and all this other stuff. Check it out at Scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's the Ramsey Show, Talk Radio, where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your Talk Radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Average price of gas up slightly.
The national average price of gasoline moved up only about 0.75 cents. The new price is $3.25 and change, and it's $1 above its year-ago point.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the highest average in the San Francisco area, $4.47 a gallon. You'll find the lowest in Houston at $2.72. Thousands of British gasoline stations running dry Sunday as motorists scrambled to tank up amid a supply disruption due to a shortage of truck drivers. Petrol Retailers Association says about two-thirds of its members were reporting they had completely sold out of fuel. Also at townhall.com, former Vice President Mike Pence, very hopeful the Supreme Court will soon act on abortion. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Supreme Court justices soon will hear a Mississippi case that seeks to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. In a speech late last week, former Vice President Pence said it's his hope and prayer that the new conservative majority on the high court will take action to restore the sanctity of life at the center of American law. If that happens, he said, the U.S. could have a fresh start in the cause of life. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Germans have gone to the polls. The center-left Social Democrats winning the biggest share of the vote in Germany's elections, beating outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Union Bloc in a very close race. Election officials say a count of all 299 constituencies showed the Social Democrats won 25.9% of the vote ahead of the Union Bloc's 24.1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
In Idaho, a pregnant woman's baby did not survive after she went into labor while in a medically induced coma because of COVID.
The baby was expected to be the third child for Kimberly Rangel of Meridian, a Boise suburb. After Rangel was brought out of the coma and told about the baby's death, she experienced severe anxiety and heavy breathing. That prompted doctors to return Rangel to a comatose state. The mother was not vaccinated, so the family wanted to share their story in an effort to urge other pregnant women to get their shots. Patrick Foss reporting.
Firefighters gaining the upper hand now on a blaze displacing thousands of people near Shasta Lake in Northern California. Lighter winds and a little cooler weather slowing down the Fond Fire as it moves toward the shores of the lake and away from the populated areas north of the city of Redding. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Ever so briefly, Iceland was celebrating electing a female majority parliament.
That was before a recount showed the result fell just short of that landmark for gender parity in the North Atlantic island nation. A first count had female candidates winning 33 seats in Iceland's 63-seat parliament. Hours later, a recount reversed the outcome in three seats, leaving female candidates with 30 seats. Still, at 48% of the total, that is the highest percentage for women lawmakers in Europe. It is up from 40% at the last election in 2017. John Scott reporting.
Salt Lake City say police say that a University of Utah football player has been killed in a shooting at a party early Sunday. Cornerback Aaron Lowe dying just after midnight, only hours after Utah defeated Washington 24-13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
/free.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7:30 to the hour. It's time now for the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio as described and verified by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list of the top 10 stories both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. We post it on our social media as well. As a matter of fact, we have some questions that pertain to some of the issues of the week. If you'd like to respond, we'll have a report from Jay Kirshner during the hour as to what your responses are to some of our questions regarding the issues of the day, people that are, folks are talking about, what's going on, the events. The story list starts at number 10, ladies, with the Gabby Petito case. I've been saying Petino. You say Petito, and it is Petito, and that's kind of a strange thing. We'll get to that with some thoughts, comments, and reality. Facebook, I want actually to have an update from Victoria because she's our person in charge of that sort of information. Facebook, well, there have been a couple of different announcements this week that we ought to go over. The continuing focus on fraud claims and the January 6th investigation, I wish this would just go away because it seems to be nonsense. That's my comment. I won't probably get into it any more than that. The whole situation with Texas, the abortion bill, if that's what you want to call it, is number 7. The fact that Matthew McConaughey has a lead over current Governor Greg Abbott, one would wonder if it has to do in part with this sort of thing. The weather situation is number 6. China is 5. Immigration is 4. Some pretty interesting things going on with Haiti that we'll get to. The economy is 3. And the UN meeting for the first time in this session with all the comments from various world leaders, number 2. And as usual, unfortunately, still number 1 is COVID and all the related ancillary stories, which include the Biden administration reimbursing Florida, or at least districts in Florida, that had funds held up over mask mandates. Who remembers this Department of Education actually reimbursing about $150,000 to a school district that was penalized for mandating masks and for in-person learning? I thought that that was taken care of. I don't know why.
The governor, Governor DeSantis said that he would, that basically any school district that decided to go ahead with a mask mandate after he did this he did like a ban on mask mandates, which is like, you're getting into a million double negatives, but he basically said that you would lose your funding if you go against his executive order. So there are some school districts that were just hit really hard with COVID and they made the individual decision, we'll take the risk and we're going to keep the students and the teachers safe, and that's what they did. So the education secretary did say from the beginning that, you know, we're not going to let you lose your funding. We'll reimburse you. So that's
so
where that's
this
coming
was
from.
State money that was withheld from the districts, or this was federal money that the governor just decided not to give to districts that mandated masks.
Well, the state funds the schools, right? So the state money funds the schools.
Well, local money does. State money supposedly. Federal money.
State money funds the schools, and then you had a bunch of school districts that said we're going to do the mask mandates, even though in the state that was deemed to be illegal. It's very much the same thing that's going on in California, where you have schools that say we're not going to do the mask mandate because we don't believe it's effective, and we don't think that kids are going to be able to learn with the masks on their face. And Gavin Newsom has held back funding from those schools. So it's very much the same kind of mix, except it's opposite's day in Florida, where the governor says leave it up to the parents and the kids. They can wear masks if they want to, but that the school can't mandate it.
Huh?
What do you mean? The school can't mandate your child will not be taught unless your kid is wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. But if you're a parent or a kid and you want your kid to wear a mask, you can do that.
Okay.
It's not like masks aren't allowed. It's that it's up to the parent rather than the school.
My grandson in first grade at a school in Bel Air, as a matter of fact, has been wearing a mask, and the kids in the class have been wearing a mask. And maybe it's the age, but they don't have a problem because they've spent the last year and a half with it, sort of grown up on it. And maybe there's a difference
when
you're in high school.
I don't really going to know the outcome in either direction until the kids you're – grandkids' age are old enough to know if there was a difference made? I mean, it's really hard to tell. People say, well, the masks aren't impacting learning. And then there are people who are saying the masks are. And the truth is, we're not going to know. And we're not going to know how broad it is until those kids get old enough. And if we see that they're okay or not based on their circumstances.
But also, I think that, hang on one second, one other thing that has been an argument, or not an argument, but a point that's been raised a lot with the mask thing is, you know, kids in public schools, depending on what state you're in, you know, they have to go through active shooter drills. To me, that's a lot more traumatic than having to wear a mask when everyone knows it's a pandemic.
But I think
if anything's going to psychologically impact kids, it might be the fact that they are prepared to be shot at when they go to school. I mean, my mom remembers, Doug, you probably did this too, those drills where you had to get under your desk in case of, like, nuclear war.
Yeah. The Russians, right.
Right.
But here's the thing. I think it's less about trauma. Obviously, we want our kids to be prepared if there is a school shooting, because that's the new reality, is that there are sometimes school shootings. And it's unfortunate that that's the way it is, but it is, and you want your kid to be prepared. I think it's less about trauma, this argument about masks, and more about learning. There are a lot of kids, especially with special needs and learning disabilities, that I think, according to their parents at least, are having a harder time connecting and keeping up in classrooms because they're having a hard time either hearing their teacher, the teacher's having a hard time deciding who's actually having trouble, who's getting concepts, that kind of stuff. So your more communicative kids, I think, are going to be doing fine because they'll say, hey, I don't understand this, or they'll volunteer that. But for those kids, and I was one of them, so I can kind of, like, identify, who were super shy, if I were hiding behind a mask, I would probably like it because I didn't want to be seen in school, but I would also probably slip through the cracks more because I would never say, hey, I don't understand that, can you review it again? So I think it really is going to depend on the kid and their personality as to whether or not, you know, they're tracking with what's going on in the classroom. And maybe everything will be fine. We just simply don't know at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also another added factor in peer pressure, because you have kids who some are wearing masks, some aren't. And as politicized as adults are making it, it trickles down to the kids as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting thought.
That's
reality.
The argument for uniforms in school, and that it takes away that, you know, peer pressure of who's wearing what and who's spending what on their outfits and stuff. Yeah. But if it should be, all kids should be in the same thing, right? You don't want half the kids in uniforms and half the kids get to wear, you know, their new Jordans. And then I think the half and half thing of some kids wearing masks and become targets maybe by other kids who are not wearing masks, it becomes a big problem.
Children can be pretty cruel.
Yep.
The number four issue this week on the list from Talkers Magazine, the story list, has to do with immigration. The special envoy for Haiti has resigned this week from his position. He wrote in his letter that he will, quote, not be associated with the United States' inhumane, counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian refugees. Well, what are we supposed to do with them? I guess that's the question. There have been a lot of questions that have come up this week in conversation about the how these people got from Haiti to Mexico or wherever it is they're coming in from. It is a mess. Complete mess. Yeah.
This guy that resigned, his name's Daniel Foote, and he said that he's upset that the Biden administration was deporting some of these people back to wherever they came from. And as of right now, I think only 300 to 400 or 500 of them have actually been sent back. The rest, most of them, have actually now been let into the country, which is also outrageous. So you've got a no-win situation here for the Biden administration, really for all of us who are dealing with this. But the dirty secret is that a lot of these people are not coming from Haiti. They are coming from places like Brazil. They're coming from places like Chile. And they were waiting. These are people who have been in those countries working jobs and waiting. They have the resources to get here. And they felt, because now is the time with the border open, that they would come into the country at this moment. So this is, you know, it's not like everybody is a poor, you know, person in Haiti who was taken out by natural disasters and by a corrupt government. A lot of these people have been out of Haiti for years and have just chosen now is the time to come to the United States. So it's pretty complicated. It's not just one group of people. And the story out this week is that not only is Del Rio, Texas now the hotbed, but Yuma, Arizona has been hit in the last couple of days by, I think, another 9 or 10,000 migrants. And they're coming in from 24 different countries.
So these are not people who are just escaping the hardest of conditions or the harshest of conditions. These are people who are coming here because they think they can. They think they're going to be handed a paper to appear, and they're just going to disappear in. And how much more of that can we withstand? Without sounding heartless, I mean, it's very possible that we're going to have more than 2 million people that came in just this year alone. And that's, you can't hold that up. It's just too many people.
Why are we responsible? This guy says there are a lot of problems over there. And yes, there are. And it's awful. But why is it our problem? Where's the international community? Where are all the other countries? Why is it that we become the dumping ground for people from countries? This is what... I look at the points or think of the points that we need to make here. Why, my first question, why do we need to let these people in here? Why aren't they going, isn't there some solution that's an international solution? And did they even bother to talk about it at the UN meeting this week? Was there any focus on all of these illegal immigrants that are not only coming here, but if you go to Europe, a lot of people from the Middle East are still trickling into in Afghanistan, trickling into some of the countries in Europe. So that's the number one question. And number two, one, get in here. What are we doing with them? We're paying for stuff in one way or another, and we've done it because we've made the unemployment rules so liberal that people still are not working. So there's a need. A lot of employers are happy to see these people come in because they'll have folks to do the work that needs to be done. So it's a pretty sticky, messy situation that it seems to me good leadership could fix. So maybe the question is, where's the good leadership? And you can answer that for yourself. 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown. This is the overview of what's going on. The DJV program is a program that's heard around the country. Many of these same stations over the weekend that carry the countdown, carry the DJV program. You can check us all out at DJV Show on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can get downloads of our podcast every day at DJV Show Download, and listen to the program live wherever you get your podcast or at DJVShow.com. How about that? 21 after the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Absolutely, I have been vaccinated, but I could still carry the virus in my nasal passages. 54 people died in Washington State yesterday.
Wow. Who else? Let's see here. Is there anything that you saw there from any of our listeners that seemed unusual? Or is that the take is the same pretty much all the way around?
It's pretty much some people either aren't wearing them. There are a couple who said that they've never had to wear one. If they want to go to a business and the business requires it, they just don't go into that business.
So
Perry,
I see one person here who, Billy Dale Cummings, who says he only wears it at the doctor's office. This would be a good time for you to tell a quick story about your week with your family, because your husband has COVID and you've been working around that, because you both work from home on different radio programs and you got a 1-year-old baby. So give us a few moments on how it is that you have worked around that, how you've survived, in fact, what you have to do.
I feel like I'm not surviving. When they say it takes a village to raise a child, they're not being facetious by any means. I'm exhausted. I am doing everything myself, but I also don't want to complain to my husband about it, because he's the one that's actually going through COVID, and he's the one that's feeling ill, and he's the one that has to be quarantined from us. And it's so difficult watching. My husband will come out of the room that he's quarantined in to use the restroom, which is on the other side of the house we're staying away from. But Mac will see him, and Mac wants to run over to him, and he doesn't understand why Daddy can't come play with him. And that is heartbreaking. And trying to keep everything clean. But it's not even just this past almost 2 weeks now with Ryan's COVID. It almost started last month with my lungs and the asthma and the allergies and not being able to see doctors because nobody's seeing you if you're sick. And then you do have COVID, so they're definitely not seeing you. And it is just, this whole thing is astounding. And one of my big takeaways, especially this week with Ryan having COVID, is how many people reached out to us. Not to see how we're doing, but to commend us for staying quarantined. Like, really? That's the commendable thing, that we're staying quarantined?
So many
Aren't
people
you supposed to?
like we talked about, because Ryan got it from someone who had the vaccine, who had COVID, who didn't stay quarantined. And so I think there are a lot of people that get this false sense of security, especially once they're vaxxed, that, well, I have the vaccine, so I can, I mean, it's still really about whether or not you're sick, you have symptoms, all of those things, and you've just got, people are not responsible about that kind of stuff. It's crazy.
No, and it's almost one of those things of, well, if I don't see it, it's not happening. People are sick, they have some symptoms, but then they're chalking it up to something else. They're like, well, it's not COVID, it's this, so I'm not even going to go get tested. If you have anything, just go get tested. What's the harm in just making sure?
Not any
just stay away from people if you don't want to get tested.
That's
stay
away,
You know,
just stay away. That's very accurate, too. Absolutely.
All right, one of the other questions has to do with the big controversy in Texas, abortion laws. What do you feel about them? What do you have for responses there, Jay?
Yeah, are they racist, sexist? Do they hold any socioeconomic prejudice? Are they ageist? Eric Hodges says there's no need to complicate it. Abortion is murder, period. Melba Sweetman says none of the above. Save a life and give it to someone else to love. Gary Roeder points out late term abortion is inhumane. That's what should be banned.
Yeah, I think I have a hard time with abortion myself. I don't think it's my business, but the other side of it is, just in a personal thing, I think seeing my grandson come along, as we have with the ultrasound, and seeing the image of this baby in the womb, it's startling, actually, to see when the baby actually comes to life, if you will. It's 28 after. More coming up on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
727-800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, second half hour of our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the thoughts of the people that are on the DJB program with me every weekday. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner are all here. I want to go back just a bit, Jay, if we can, to the trending items that you have been following, social media responses. The number 7 item this week is the abortion issue, and a lot of it has to do with what's going on in Texas. But you had some, I don't know that we gave it enough time, you had some pretty strong answers that came from folks listening that were interested in answering that. But are they pretty much all, when I look at them, I think this is an issue that doesn't really change. People's thoughts are about the same. Yeah, we have to visit it every once in a while because it does pop up, like the situation in Texas. But is there anything new there? Did you see a comment that just when you saw it, stood out among all the comments?
Yeah, the majority of comments are pretty much follow the lines of adoption is an option, abortion is murder. But some people kind of went a little bit further with it, where Karen Jacqueline says, in these modern times with so much birth control available, it's a woman's responsibility to take necessary precautions and prevent conception, not ignore responsibility and kill their mistakes. Yes. I think that it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
If you're going to blame one, you should blame both sides.
And a woman being raped who doesn't want to be on hormonal birth control, I mean, how is that not taking responsibility? I mean, come on.
Exactly. And Peggy Lou kind of echoed that with, no, take control of your life.
I think there's not gray area. It's everything is black and white. I mean, I think what people bristle at a lot more, and quite frankly, I bristle at a lot more, is the, like, I mean, there are 42 million abortions during the year. Not all of those people are victims of rape. And I think we do have empathy, or some of us anyway, I'll just speak for myself, have empathy, obviously, for people who don't have a decision to make when they are raped or when someone is abusing them. Obviously, that's an issue. But I do bristle when people use this as their sole form of birth control. And I think there is then that conversation about, is there something else that you could do aside from just saying, oh, if something happens, I can get an abortion. I think that there is a conversation to be had about that. You know, I think it doesn't all get put in the same cart, kind of.
Right. But 1 in 4 women
in America will have an abortion before the age of 45. So the, so you can't, there are a, you know, a smaller percentage, yes, of women who are abused and raped and, you know, assaulted, and that results in a pregnancy. That's a separate category. Then there are some women who, yeah, are just, you know, irresponsible. I don't know anyone who would think that getting an abortion is somehow easier than taking a pill every day or using a condom. But the vast majority of women who get abortions are actually looking, they already either are on birth control that failed, or they have some sort of a system, you know, that they're using, whether the guy uses a condom or whatever. The vast majority are not women who are just using it, you know, willy-nilly as birth control. I mean, it's a serious procedure if you're not, you know, the pills are, the at-home pills that you can take, that's, you know, that's no joke. I mean, you're still housebound. You're missing work. I don't agree with that argument. And I know a lot of people like to make that argument that most women are just using it as birth control. It's the most inconvenient thing. Well, I've heard a lot of, especially men, say, oh, well, you know, that's women just using it as birth control.
I think it all gets put into one bucket, and unfortunately, like everything else in our lives, it's not all one bucket. And that's the point that I'm making. It's not all, it's not all people using it as birth control. It's not all people who have been raped. It's not all people. I mean, it's a really complicated, obviously personal and emotional issue. And I
most
really
of the
think
time,
it does,
the conversation goes no place because people can't seem to agree. So
because
let's move on.
Because it's so intense. Yeah, it's such an intense.
All right, immigration number four. Before we left that, I wanted to spend a moment talking about what the Department of Homeland Security did this week, suspending the use of the horse patrol in Del Rio. This was a subset of this discussion because there were a lot of images that showed the agents whipping or charging their horses at the migrants, and the visual seemed to imply they were hitting the migrants with the reins of the horses.
Well, some people got hit in the face. There are pictures of that, too, and there's video of it. I mean, it's, you know, whether that was the intention, I don't know. I'm not one of the Border Patrol people. To me, as a horse lover, I would like the horses to not be involved in that because it's they were charging horses at people, trying to use them as a blockade. And I don't think that, that to me, that's animal abuse. So
well,
it's abusive all around.
But those people there are not
all
thinking
around.
About that.
Well,
I mean, the horses
that.
Have been used traditionally because sometimes, I mean, that border terrain, it's sometimes the only way that you can provide protection for the country. So now the Biden administration has decided that horses are racist and that they're going to pull them out of use at the border. So
I don't
now
think
we don't
horses
have a
are racist. I
well,
think
that's
that,
what the, I mean. That's the message is that they're. You
no,
know,
I think
I, mean,
I don't think horses are exercising racism here. I think the accusation is that there's the one patrol guy and his picture and video is everywhere. I mean,
yeah,
he is
and how sad.
Unmasked,
and he's doing nothing. He was doing nothing wrong. He's now on desk duty.
Obviously,
he was
that's
following,
debatable.
He was following Border Patrol procedures. And so this is the Biden administration, and it's their procedures. And so why would the guy be punished and put on desk duty for doing exactly what they told him to do? And so I just... Well,
and
yes, and it
and
is.
What would
and here's
Trump people
proof
who
of that.
Want to waste a lot of time talking, well, what if Trump were president? He's not. These people are there now.
I don't even think it has anything to do with Trump. This is all Biden's. Biden is the one who created this problem. And the problem also for the Biden administration with
this whole...
Sure he did.
The
2 million people here is because of Biden's messaging. Absolutely.
Okay. But the border, the guys on horseback, he didn't create that. That's not a policy
that Biden
created.
No, but that's his border patrol. It's his people that are running it, and that's their policy.
I think you'd find that there are a lot more Border Patrol people who voted for Trump than voted
absolutely.
For Biden. Right,
but it doesn't
moving.
Matter who they voted for. And here's the point. The optics are what's bothering them. It doesn't matter about what's good or not for the country. They're letting now all of these Haitians into the country because there's a Black Lives Matter rally that's scheduled there, and they don't want the optics of Haitians being turned away.
They all do.
So they're letting them all in, 15,000 of them.
Trying to make themselves look good. Speaking of that, the UN meeting this week, the conversation behind the scenes about who's going to be the next leader of Germany. One of the things the Germans do that I prefer is they vote on weekends. They don't vote during the week. And why we can't fix that in our own reflective way is something that's crazy. Anyway, Angela Merkel has been the chancellor there for, what, 15 years or 16 years? I think she's... She's been around for a long time. Now she's not going to run. She's retiring. Both of the candidates who are trying to persuade voters to vote for them are a lot different than she is. But it's, you know, there are a lot of people that think Germany is the most powerful country in the European Union. And it may have a leader that's a little, most of the choices that they have now are center a little to the left or center a little to the right. They don't have the kind of whack job fanatics that we have here. And that's because they hold their, the people understand how the system works there. They don't understand primaries here and how important it is. Anyway, so the top two candidates are a guy named Olaf Scholz, who's 63. He's the guy from the left, the Social Democratic Party. The other person is Armin Laschet, who's 60, the head of the party that Merkel ran the center a little bit to the right, Christian Democratic Union. And so I think that Scholz is leading, as is the, you know, we want to change. People had 16 years of the Merkel stuff a little to the right, so now they want to go a little to the left. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out, frankly. But there, I think this week, talking about Europe and optics, there was the meeting between the leaders of the United States and the leader of France. And as a matter of fact, on the list here, Emmanuel Macron is number three. But what did these guys have to say? You know, was it basically an up yours when they had a private conversation?
No, it seemed to be better than that. But doesn't France want to bill Australia now for, that somewhere, right? Yeah. They want Australia to pay for their lost income.
Mm-hmm. And from what I've heard, they knew that the deal was going to go south, so they weren't necessarily upset with the United States for making the deal for the submarine with Australia. They were upset about the way that it was carried out, I guess. And there's also some bad blood between Biden and Macron about Afghanistan and the way Biden withdrew the troops and withdrew and didn't really draw in our allies into that conversation because the French actually had a lot of people in Afghanistan. And so they withdrew their ambassador to the U.S. from France. That was a pretty big move in as far as diplomacy. Now, that person's back after this conversation, but there was an argument about whether or not Biden apologized. I don't know what it matters if he does or not, but certainly the thing that is pointing out is that there was a difference in transcripts with the United States saying Joe Biden did not apologize and the French saying that he did. But I guess we're moving forward, and
yeah,
he's now just mad at the Australians.
Right. Okay, so a couple of other things that have taken the oxygen out of the rooms this week. Number 10, both on the story list and the people list, is a focus on the Petito laundry situation. And now a federal arrest warrant has been issued for this guy. Is he even still alive is the question. Where is he? And so,
no one knows.
But
I think his parents know.
So weird.
His parents know.
I think his parents know.
I think so too.
Right.
I think his parents are in this. The reason I think that he is alive is that if you were a parent worth your salt, even if your child did commit murder, you would still want the safety of your child, right? You may want them to face the consequences, but they don't seem to be panicking publicly about where he is. He's gone too. It's very possible they're searching a swamp for his body to see if he fed himself to the alligators. If you're those parents, wouldn't you be out there a little bit in the public eye being a little more desperate like Gabby Petito's parents were?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like it's just not consistent, and maybe they do know where he is.
Yeah, his parents are way too chill over this whole thing.
Yeah, it's so obvious what's going on. Number 9, Victoria and Jay, Facebook social media issues. We had some focus in our tech reports this week, Victoria, on Facebook. You want to recap that quickly?
Well, Facebook has had a lot of different issues this week. I think specifically what you're referring to is the Wall Street Journal coming after them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So coming up with a lot of facts that make a lot of sense.
Right. Yeah, and so this is based on the employees, and so the Wall Street Journal did an investigation and showed that Facebook repeatedly failed to properly address crucial problems highlighted in internal studies conducted by the company's own employees, such as how the most divisive content surfaces on Facebook, which we know, in so many news feeds because of its high engagement. And so it's just, I mean, Facebook is a cesspool. It's one thing after another. And so, you know, the interesting thing, though, is that Facebook never seems to take a financial hit. Other companies with this much scrutiny would absolutely be taking much greater hits than Facebook is. And, you know, they just seem to be the executives are all about making the money, and that's it.
Yeah.
And they
seem to be fine. Well, the other social media companies, Twitter and Instagram, well, Twitter's part of Facebook.
No, Instagram. No. Instagram's owned by Facebook.
Yeah. So what issues do you see here? Is it just the same old stuff in terms of people saying things that aren't true, especially when it comes to stuff like COVID? There's a lot
exactly. And the social media platforms decide who gets to say what, which people get kind of like blacklisted or shadow banned, as they call it, where they're not really showing up in timelines. But Instagram also started this kind of new-ish thing where you scroll down on your news feed and eventually it says, oh, you've already seen everything in the past 3 days, and they won't let you see a whole bunch of other things. So you're basically only seeing the same five accounts, and then they start showing you accounts you don't follow who they think you would like to follow.
God.
Just based on your algorithm and what they see.
Yeah, it feels like the algorithm from Facebook is taking over Instagram now, which is one of the main reasons people liked Instagram, is because it wasn't like Facebook. Because
it's not even accurate. I'm getting things to follow makeup professionals. I don't even wear makeup. I don't like makeup. That's like wrong. I'm not that demographic.
Send it to Victoria.
You can send it my way. Yep.
There we go. I'll just tag Victoria and Jen.
A roundup of the items that we're talking about on the DJV show. Thank you, ladies. 48 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of September 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of September 2021. On the story side, the top 10 includes, at number 10, the Gabby Petito case and the arrest warrant that's been issued for the fiancé. Number 9, Facebook, social media issues in general, and what curs the people are that run these social media outlets. Number 8, the continuing waste of time on January 6th. That's my pejorative. The abortion reality. Number 7, what's going on in Texas. Number 6, climate change or the weather. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the immigration problem, especially on the southern border with Haitians this week. The economy at number 3. The UN meeting number 2, and COVID and its related conversations number 1 this week on the countdown. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. On the people's side, at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talkers Magazine has listed the stories in the people, as have we on the DJV website, DJVshow.com, so you can get the list anytime. The formal list on the people's side has Gabby Petito at number 10, premier of the president of China at number 9, two governors, DeSantis and Abbott, number 8, sort of in there, Matthew McConaughey and his thinking about running for governor of Texas. Donald Trump is 7, Nancy Pelosi is 6, Janet Yellen from the Fed is number 5, Chuck Schumer's 4. Emmanuel Macron from France, number 3. Dr. Phony Fauci is 2. I probably shouldn't keep saying that. Anyway, he's number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Somewhere in there, Angela Merkel is going to show up because of what's going on in Germany this weekend. That'll probably be on the story list for next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to check and review the top five tech stories of the week as an ancillary accompaniment to both the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We start with number 5, Victoria. Which we were talking about DoorDash. We have lots of conversation about that.
Yeah.
And so this is about expanding what their delivery options are, it looks like.
Yes. Yeah, so they announced this week that they're expanding their alcohol delivery service to 20 new states, as well as the District of Columbia and Canada and Australia. They said that this new plan will reach 100 million adults. And so before the pandemic, DoorDash was only delivering alcohol in California. And then when the pandemic hit, they started expanding as states were, you know, trying to keep restaurants open. They eased all the restrictions with alcohol. So you can get to go, you know, cocktails. You can get to go bottles of wine or liquor from restaurants. And so DoorDash now says they'll pick up their meal, your meal, as well as whatever you want to drink. And so ID is required for, obviously, you have to be 21 or older, and so they will check ID upon delivery. But this is, they say that this is actually, Uber Eats, which is DoorDash's biggest competitor, they acquired the alcohol delivery service called Drizzly, and that was just in February a couple months ago.
What a name.
I know. And right. That was worth $1.1 billion. So alcohol delivery is a big business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number 4, as we count down to number 1 here, is a focus on Google expanding again.
Yeah, this was kind of a surprising move for a lot of made news this week. A lot of people weren't really thinking that Google would invest this much in real estate right now, especially at a time where most people are working from home and a lot of employees are trying to negotiate those circumstances going forward. And so Google has is buying a Manhattan office building for $2.1 billion. It's one of the clearest signs so far that technology companies are, you know, they have a growing appetite for office space. And so this deal of the for the new building on Manhattan's West Side is the most expensive sale of a single U.S. office building since the start of the pandemic. It's also one of the priciest in history. It's a 1.3 million square foot waterfront building. So It looks like they're heavily considering, like a lot of other tech companies. They really like New York City because you have a talent pool that's kind of unlike any other city. And so they, right now, Google employs 12,000 people in New York. So I guess they want everyone back in the office.
Between Google and Amazon taking over the world. Yeah. Number three, General Motors.
And so General Motors said this week that they're going to start swapping new batteries into the Chevy Bolt electric vehicles in October. Now, this is, of course, after the massive recall that was because of dozens of fires that took place. These batteries are made by LG. They're still working with LG, and LG apparently has a software update that can help prevent these batteries from overheating and then catching on fire. So in the meantime, they say Bolt owners should still park outside, away from your home, after charging. You should not charge your vehicle indoors, and don't close the garage door if you do decide to leave it indoors. So, not fun. Lots of workarounds.
Apple's next generation operating system seems to have made it to the surface. That's number two this week, Victoria.
Yep, iOS 15 is available now for download. It has some new features that are pretty cool. Some of the highlights, the map situation has been totally overhauled. iOS brings voice isolation and spatial audio to FaceTime calls, making it easier to figure out who's talking to you on the screen and where they're coming from. You now can also share a link to FaceTime with Android users and Microsoft apps, which has never been done before. So this is really cool that now you can have other people who don't have an iPhone or, you know, any Apple device, they can join in on the FaceTime call.
Number one in the top five tech stories of the week, back to Microsoft. This really is interesting. I don't understand how it'll work. You'll explain. I know you will.
Yep. So I think this is really cool. Microsoft is making it easier for those of us who struggle to keep track of our passwords or remember which ones we've used, and especially since the most common password around the planet is still password 1234. So, and that's true. And so this week, Microsoft has introduced a brand new system, and so they say Microsoft users can ditch the passwords altogether, and you can use what the company is now calling passwordless future. And so what you're going to do is you're going to log into an app like you're going to use the Microsoft Authenticator, which connects to your phone or Windows Hello, and that lets you sign into your account with your face, your fingerprint, or your personal identification number, your PIN. And so customers will then also be able to use a security key or have a verification code sent to their phone, so it makes it even more, it's more secure, actually, than having a password that someone could guess. So this is good news for people who don't want to keep remembering passwords.
All right, there it is, the good news all the way around. A great overview of the top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen here, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you see more than one jerk in a day, guess what? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. As an anger management specialist, I see lots of angry people all the time. There are people I've met along the way who are angry at just about everything. You've likely encountered similar people. So here's what I tell people who seem to be angry at just about everyone and everything. If you see one jerk in a day, that person was probably a jerk. But if you see a bunch of people you would call a jerk in the same day, guess what? You're the jerk. Sometimes it's worth being aware that if you think the whole world is crazy and you're the lone sane one, that, well, that's really not likely the case. If you're constantly angry at everyone, make sure you take some time to look inward instead of outward. For more on self-reflection, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Democrats' massive spending bill continues to draw fire from many sectors. Heritage Foundation research fellow Joel Griffith says the $3.5 trillion package really outlines where the party's heart is at a time for this period of history. He says many items in the bill are not things voters have asked for in our pandemic-stricken economy. He adds President Biden is trying to force a major policy change through Congress.
President Biden was refusing to actually follow the law, and now leftists in Congress are trying to sneak in a massive amnesty program into a spending package.
Federal investigators still at the site of that Amtrak derailment in Montana. Three people were killed, dozens more hurt. Also at townhall.com, gasoline up slightly, and a fuel price analyst Truby Lundberg says while supply issues causing a surge in crude for the past 2 weeks, motorists really have been getting a break.
Oil prices rose substantially, but refiners were unable to pass through all the amount into wholesale gasoline, and then their retail buyers were not able to pass that through at the pump. So gasoline prices rose one penny. The average is now $3.25 per gallon.
You will find the lowest average in Houston, $2.72 a gallon, the highest average price San Francisco, $4.47. The Mexican Army says it has found a huge marijuana farm in the northern border state of Chihuahua. Officials say the field, capable of producing 11 tons of pot every year. Mexico's Supreme Court ordering the government to issue permits for personal use, but nothing as large as what they just found. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me what Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Republicans stepping up their game with Hispanic Americans, GOP working hard to court that segment of the voting public amid growing disillusionment with Biden policies on immigration and other key issues.
Sensing an opportunity, the Republican National Committee recently opened Hispanic community centers in Laredo, Texas, and in Milwaukee. The GOP already has some momentum with Latino voters who backed Republicans at higher rates last fall than Democrats were expecting. In June, Republicans won a mayoral race in heavily Latino McAllen, Texas. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says Biden failures are disproportionately impacting lower-income communities and communities of color. Rich Thomason reporting.
Continued problems in the Canary Islands. More than 6,000 people evacuated following the eruption of that volcano. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A banking mistake causing dozens of teachers in Florida to see their state-issued $1,000 bonus checks bounce.
Disaster relief payments issued to about 50 of the 176,000 educators who received checks were affected by the J.P. Morgan Chase error. Officials say they're working to fix the problem. Funded by federal COVID-19 relief money, the bonus payments to teachers, principals, and first responders received bipartisan support in the Florida legislature this past spring. John Scott reporting.
The center-left Social Democrats winning the biggest share of the vote in Germany's election Sunday, defeating outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Union Bloc in a very close race. Election officials say Social Democrats winning 25.9% of the vote ahead of the Union Bloc's 24.1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time a story which has one of the greatest opening lines in all of science fiction. And then after that, we'll have Paul Barnes again playing all the characters in an episode of Calling All Detectives. Arguably the two great science fiction radio series aired in the 1950s on NBC. Dimension X was first in 1950-51, and later it was X-1, which basically was an extension of that earlier series, and broadcast on the network from 1955 through 58. Its first 15 shows were actually straight repeats from Dimension X. We're going to have a great episode from the first series, based on a story by Frederick Brown. Listen now for Arnold Moss as Walter Phelan, Louis Van Ruten as the Zahn, and Joan Alexander as Grace Evans. It's from May 6, 1950.
Adventures in time and space, told in future tense. Dimension X. Can you predict the future? Can you tell what will happen in 100 years? Or in 10? Or in the next minute? Can you look beyond the known dimensions of time and space into the unknown, Dimension X? Tonight we have a strange story to tell. A sweet, blood-curdling little story that is really only two sentences long. The last man on Earth sat alone in a room. There was a knock on the door. Think it over. Suppose you were the last man alive on Earth, in the universe for that matter. The last man sitting alone in a room, and suddenly there was a knock on the door. What knocked on the door? You wonder, don't you? Your mind, faced with the unknown, supplies something vaguely horrible. But it isn't horrible, really. You'll see. The last man on Earth sat alone in a room. There was a knock on the door.
Hmm? What? Oh, what's that?
Good morning, man.
What? Who are you?
You have regained consciousness.
Well, who are you?
I am Azan.
Maybe if I close my eyes, it'll go away.
I will not go away, man.
No, I guess I am awake. Who? What are you?
I am Azan.
What's that?
Azan is intelligent life.
What happened? Where are you from?
From Planet 7 in the third galaxy in the fourth quadrant.
Where?
It is not necessary to repeat information which is correct in the original statement.
Planet 7... You mean I'm not on Earth?
You are still on your planet.
Well, then what are you doing here?
The Zans have annexed your world.
You mean you've conquered Earth?
Yes, that is correct. We will now prepare your planet for habitation by the Zan.
Well, how about the people?
There is no longer any use for large numbers of lower life forms. Therefore, we have dispensed with them.
Dispensed with? You mean you've... When did all this happen?
2 days ago. You have been unconscious until now.
You
really mean I'm the last man on Earth?
That is correct. Identify yourself now.
What?
Kindly provide data as to your position in the elementary social order of your planet.
I'm Walter Phelan, associate professor of anthropology at Nathan University. How is it you speak English?
We have deciphered your written and recorded records. It is not difficult to reconstruct your language. It is a primary type of auditory communication.
Oh.
Is there anything you want to complete your natural habitat?
You mean I'm a prisoner?
That is correct. What will you want further in your room?
Well, do I have to stay here?
Yes.
The rest of my life?
Forever.
Then you better bring in my books. I gotta call you something. Do you mind if I call you, George?
It is immaterial.
All right, then, George. You know, I can't really believe this.
That is a characteristic of low-life form.
I'm trying to take this in without going off balance completely.
I will be back, Associate Professor of Anthropology.
It's all right, George. Just call me Walter.
Very well, Walter. I will be back with your books.
All right, George. I'll be seeing you around.
You will not be around, Walter. You will be here.
Yes, the last man on Earth sat alone in a room. A rather peculiar room. He'd just noticed how peculiar it was, and he'd been studying out the reason for its peculiarity. His conclusion didn't horrify him, but it annoyed him. There was a knock on the door.
Come in. Oh. Hello, George.
Hello, Walter.
What can I do for you?
Point one, you will please henceforth sit with your chair pointed the other way.
I thought so. That plain wall is different from the other sides, isn't it?
That is correct. It is transparent.
That's what I thought. I'm in a zoo. Right?
That is correct.
I knew it. And if I persist in sitting with my back to it, what then? You'll kill me, I ask, hopefully?
No, we will not kill you.
That's too bad. George, how many other animals do you have here in the zoo, George?
216. A male and female each of 108 kinds.
Male and female of all the animals?
There is a female of your species among the collection.
Anyone I know? Never mind, it doesn't matter anyway. Well, George, you started out with point one. I suppose there's a point two kicking around somewhere. What is it?
Something we do not understand. Two of the other animals sleep and do not wake. They are cold. What is wrong with them, Walter?
Well, they must be dead.
Dead? That means stopped. But nothing stopped them. Each was alone.
Sure, they just died.
But I have told you they were alone. Nothing stopped them.
George, do you mean to tell me that you don't know what natural death is?
Death is when a being is killed, stopped from living.
Maybe these animals just died of old age.
Old age. I do not understand.
George, how old are you?
Your planet went around the sun about 7,000 times since I was born.
What? 7,000 years?
Yes, I'm still young.
Now look, George, you've got something to learn about this planet you've hijacked. Here on Earth, we've got somebody that's a stranger where you come from. Down here, our people and animals live until the Grim Reaper stops them.
This Grim Reaper stopped the two animals?
That's right.
He will stop more?
Oh, he gets us all, George.
This is a new factor we have not considered.
But you can consider it. Because when the Grim Reaper gets through, there won't be very much left of your zoo.
You mean he will stop more animals soon?
Well, with your lifespan, it won't seem like a minute, and we'll all be gone. Now, it looks like you made a mistake, George. I don't think there's very much you can do about it.
That is not correct. The Zan is a logical being. We will take action.
Taking me, George.
We will be there shortly.
You mean, it's moving day?
That is correct. We are here now. You will live here now, Walter. It is a larger room.
Well, be it ever so humble.
Go inside.
Be careful with those books, George. Don't lose. Excuse me.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Well, I guess George didn't explain. George tries to be polite, but he hasn't quite caught on yet. I'm Walter Phelan.
My name is Grace Evans, Mr. Phelan. What is all this about? Why did they bring me here?
I think I know why.
Why?
You see, I've been talking to George.
George?
Well, that's what I call them, all of them. There's no way to tell them apart anyway. There aren't many of them here yet. They come from outside the solar system, sort of an advanced scouting party.
Yes, I saw their spaceship. It's as big as a mountain.
Well, they're moving in on us. They cleaned off the Earth with some kind of vibration that destroys all sorts of animal life. They killed everybody.
Oh, no. I was afraid.
Well, the cheerful note is that you and I and 200-odd other animals were picked up beforehand as specimens for the zoo. You know that this is a zoo, don't you?
Yes. I suspected it. But I don't remember anything about being captured. I just woke up here.
Well, they solved a lot of problems for us. Housing shortages. Wars. I don't suppose the human race, you and I, that is, have to worry about anything now.
It's awful.
Only they made one mistake. They overestimated us.
I don't understand.
They thought we were immortal.
That we were what?
Immortal, like they are. Oh, they can be killed. The Zons don't know what natural death is. They didn't know anyway until they lost two of us yesterday.
You mean there are more than two of us?
No more of our species. These were merely brother animals. A rabbit and a canary. And by the Zon's way of figuring time, the rest of us are only good for a few minutes apiece anyway. That's a joke on them. They figured they had permanent specimens here in their zoo.
But didn't they know that we'd all die eventually?
No, I don't think so. See, George told me he was 7,000 years old and he's supposed to be young. When they learned how quickly we die, well, they were probably shocked to the core. If they have cause.
How can you talk that way about it?
Academic detachment. I learned it at faculty tees. At any rate, they've decided to reorganize their zoo two by two.
Oh.
Sure, they figure we'll last longer collectively, if not individually.
But if they think, that is, if you think for 1 minute.
No, don't worry. I don't.
But are they going to keep us locked up together in this one little room?
I'm afraid so.
It's horrible.
I agree with you perfectly, my dear. But all personal considerations aside, the least favor we can do the human race is to let it end with us. I don't see much point in continuing it just for an exhibition in a zoo.
How can you just sit here and lecture?
Habit.
But we've got to do something.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems we owe it to the human race to do something.
You got a suggestion?
There must be some way. They can be killed, you said.
I think that anything that would kill one of us would kill one of them. You see, I figured it out, I think. George cut his, well, I suppose you'd call it his hand, when he brought in my books. It started to bleed, red blood, but I could see the cut closing just as he stood there. And by the time he left, it was healed.
Don't understand.
Don't you see? Whatever factor there is in man that makes him grow old is missing in the Zon. They just go on and on and on until, well, until they're stopped.
Yes. But suppose we killed one. There must be some way.
Well, but what would be the use? They wouldn't even punish us. They'd just give us our food through a trap door and put a sign out saying, "Beware of the man, dangerous."
I don't think they'd have to bother in your case. I don't see anything funny.
I'm sorry. Just reminds me of Martha.
Martha?
My wife. She died 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Oh, not at all. Oh, it'll be George with my books. Come in. Hello, George.
Hello, Walter. Point one, I have brought your books.
Point one, Well, what else is on your mind?
Point two, another creature sleeps and will not wake. A small feathered one called a duck.
It happens, George. I warned you. Old man Death, the Grim Reaper. I told you all about him.
Walter, the Council of Zon has met. It has been decided logically that the only intelligent life to escape the vibration is you. Therefore, the logical conclusion is you are stopping these animals by some means unknown to us.
George, you're off your trolley.
You will tell me now how this is done.
You boys afraid you're going to lose the whole zoo?
It is necessary to save the remaining specimens as long as possible. If we do not get information, we may be forced to dispense with your species entirely.
Now, wait a minute.
This means you, Walter, and the female.
Now, wait a minute, George. Don't go off half-cocked. Let me take a look at these animals that won't
Wake up. I will take you there now. Go first, Walter.
After you, my dear George.
This is the weasel.
You should have got him in the winter, George. The fur's worth more then. Then it's an ermine.
This is the reptile cage. Here are the ducks. This is the male. The female has been stopped.
Lucky girl. What's the matter, fella? You lonely down there?
Walter, you will tell me how you stopped the female duck.
You got me, George. I didn't do it. Maybe she died of the Dutch elm blight.
Walter, you are not being logical. We have concluded you are stopping these animals. Tell us how it is done.
I told you, George, I haven't the foggiest notion.
Very well. We will have to take further action.
What are you going to do, George?
We have methods of action you will know soon. We will go back now to your room.
What happened, Mr. Cannon?
You can call me Walter. After all, George does, and we have more in common.
Oh, please, what happened?
Just a duck, a dead duck. George thinks I killed her by remote control. He thinks I'm holding out on him.
Good.
What?
Well, at least we can get back at them. At least we can do something to them.
Why? After all, George isn't a bad fellow, if you like an ant mentality.
How can you say that? They've wiped out the whole human race. They've murdered everybody.
I suppose they have, but we can't change that now, so why think about it?
Well, we can't just sit here and do nothing.
I fail to see how we can do anything else.
Oh, of all the men in the world they had to pick. Don't you want to fight back? Don't you want to keep on fighting until the end?
It hadn't occurred to me.
But we've got to, Walter.
Why?
Well, I can't really explain, but, Walter, if there was any good in man at all, it was that he kept on struggling against nature and in the end even against himself. But at least he kept on fighting for what he thought was right, and we're all that's left. Walter, we just can't end it by giving up. We've got to keep on fighting.
You know, you do remind me of Martha.
Oh, look, there isn't much left for us, but we could beat them in this one small thing. We can pretend that there's a secret about death, and we could refuse to tell them anything.
But there isn't anything to tell.
Well, they don't know that. Promise me you won't give in.
I suppose the worst they can do is to kill us.
Oh, Walter.
All right, Miss Evans. Hello, George.
Hello, Walter. Now, you will tell us how these animals are stopped.
George, this may come as a great shock to you. But I've decided not to tell you.
Why?
Well, call it a romantic attachment to lost causes. My grandfather was a Confederate officer.
Walter, you are not being logical. But that is expected in lower life forms. You will come with me now, Walter.
Where are you taking him?
To the second level. Come now, Walter.
You won't tell them.
I can't guarantee anything, but as of now, I don't intend to.
We've got to fight. Remember that, Walter. We've got to go out fighting.
I think you're right.
Come now, Walter.
Goodbye.
It's been a pleasure, Sevens.
I am waiting. Come now, Walter.
After you, my dear George.
You're listening to Dimension X. We'll be right back after this break.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Thank you.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We conclude you will not tell.
You mean you're going to let me go?
That is correct.
That's real nice of you, George. I appreciate it.
We have calculated that the resistance of the female of your species will be lower. We will now place her under the vibrations.
Oh, no, no, George, you can't do that.
Why not, Walter? It is the logical plan.
No, she couldn't take it.
Yes, that is what we expect. Therefore, we will go and bring the woman here.
No, now listen to me, George. There is no secret. Do you understand that? There's no secret. Those animals died from natural causes. Not telling you the truth.
That is not a logical answer. We will get the woman.
Well, I've told you the truth. Can't you understand?
We must know now. The female animal cage next to the duck has been stopped. We must preserve the survivor.
The animal next to the duck?
We will bring the woman here. She will tell us after the vibration.
No, listen, George. George, do you want the truth? Do you want to know how to save the mates of the animals that have been stopped?
You will tell us now?
Yes, I'll tell you. Take me to that stuffed animal, and I'll tell you how to save its mate.
Very well, Walter. You are being logical now. We will go.
Walter, are you all right?
Yeah, just let me catch my breath a minute.
What happened?
After a while, I told them what they wanted to know.
You didn't?
Sure, as George pointed out, it seemed to be the logical thing at the time.
You gave up?
I suppose you can call it that. Look, I'm very tired.
But they've beaten us completely, then. There isn't anything we can do. The last of the human race. And we give up. We don't even die fighting.
Oh, it isn't that bad. Something might turn up, Martha.
What did you call me?
Hmm? Oh, I must have said Martha. I'm sorry. She was my wife. She died 2 years ago. What were you saying?
Nothing. Nothing. It doesn't matter. It's too late. Too late. For the whole human race.
What now, George? The Council of the Zan has met.
Something wrong?
Azan has been stopped.
What?
Azan is dead?
That is correct.
You didn't believe me, George. But you can die. You can really die. You'll have to get used to that if you're going to stay here.
The council has decided. A, you have in some way stopped this Zan. B, you and the woman must be eliminated.
Oh. No, you got it wrong, George. I didn't stop that Zan. It's just death. It gets all of us here.
You will be eliminated now.
But, George, it won't do any good to kill us. It won't save you. Everything that lives on Earth must die.
That is not logical.
But it's true.
The council has decided. This time, you will have the full vibration.
This time? Walter, what did they do to you?
They have a rather effective third degree.
They tortured you, Walter?
Yes, yes.
And I... Walter, it was all my fault.
They wouldn't even have tried without you. I suppose we have a last chance now to end with some dignity.
I think you're a very brave man.
Well, there isn't much else to do. Do we go now, George?
Now, Walter.
Wait, what's that?
I have been told another Zan has died.
Now. Now, will you believe me?
The Council of the Zan meets now.
Two gone already, and you were with me, George. You know I didn't kill this one.
What stopped him then?
I told you, it's old man death. You came to the wrong planet, George. Your immortality doesn't go down here. He can stop you, but you can't stop him. And you'll all die if you stick around. And now what?
The council has decided this is a place of death. We will leave your planet.
Leave? You mean you're giving up?
It is not safe for the Zan.
Oh, they're leaving. They're really going.
Go on then, George, and don't hurry back.
It would not be logical to do so. We are leaving the Earth now. Goodbye, Walter.
Goodbye, George. Well, they're all aboard now.
Oh, it's so wonderful to feel the wind and the sun again.
Close the hatches.
Walter, is it safe for us to be out here?
Sure, they're not interested in us any longer. They only want to get away. And I want to see this grace, the Zan leaving Earth. Forever. Now they're blasting off.
There they go.
Yes, it's over now. Well, I suppose we might as well go back in.
I still don't understand, Walter. What made them go?
Oh, I just told them the facts of life.
Of death, you mean?
No, no. No, of life. After all, I thought George was old enough to know at 7,000 years he was getting to be a pretty big boy.
I wish you'd stop joking and tell me what happened.
Look out for the step. Well, do you remember when the first animals died?
Yes, the rabbit and the canary.
Mm, and their mates just started to pine and waste away.
Yes.
Well, that worried the Zan. They wanted to keep the last specimens alive if they could. So, finally, I broke down and told them about... affection.
Affection?
Mm-hmm. And then I introduced Donald.
Donald? Who's that?
Here we are.
Oh.
Come here.
Grace, I want you to meet Donald.
Oh, Walter, please. What does affection have to do with it?
Well, that's what the Zahn wanted to know. I told him it was love that made the world go round, that having lost his mate, Donald would die immediately unless he had affection and constant petting.
Petting?
Mm-hmm. I even showed him how. Come here, fella. Come here. Come here. Yes, I held Donald in my arms and petted him a while, and then I let the Zahn take over with the animal in the next cage.
What animal?
Take a look. Hey, watch out. Don't go
Walter,
close.
It's a rattlesnake.
Yes, it's a rattlesnake. The Zahn's metabolism made it impossible for them to die of old age, but I had a hunch they could be poisoned.
And it was the snake that killed the two Zahn.
They never even knew what bit them.
And you outwitted them, Walter.
I suppose.
And I thought you'd just given up. Oh, Walter, I'm so proud of you.
You don't have to be. I had given up. I probably wouldn't have fought at all if you hadn't pushed me.
Well,
you've got a world to plan, a whole new world, Grace.
I know.
We'll have to decide which animals to let out of the zoo and which ones would be safer to keep in. But first, there's a much bigger problem.
What's that?
The human race.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got to make a decision about that. It's a pretty important one.
Yes. But...
It hasn't been a bad race. Of course, it may go backward for a while until it gets its breath, but... Well, we can save the books and all the most important things and get it started ahead once more.
Please, Walter.
It's the Garden of Eden.
Oh, don't be
all over again.
Don't be ridiculous, Walter.
Funny. Even blush like Martha. Only you're stronger than she was. And prettier, too.
I wish you'd forget about Martha.
I think I will, my dear, if you'll only give me a little time.
Now, Walter Fairlane, you listen to me. If you think for 1 minute that we...
I thought it would never happen to me again. But it is love that makes the world go round. And so, Grace, if you could only...
I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth.
But that's exactly what I am.
I don't care. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm going out.
Well, all right, my dear, but think it over and please come back. You see, I told you. It wasn't really so horrible, our story. Remember how it goes? The last man on earth sat alone in a room. And then... there was a knock on the door.
Come in.
Oh, come in. Come in, my dear. You see, it wasn't horrible at all.
You have just heard the Frederick Brown story entitled Knock, an adventure in time, space, and the unknown world of the future. The world of Dimension X. Tonight's adventure in Dimension X was adapted for radio by Ernest Canoy. Arnold Moss was heard as Walter Phelan, Louis Van Ruten as the Zahn, and Joan Alexander as Grace Evans. Your narrator was Norman Rose. Music by Albert Berman, engineer Bill Chambers. Dimension X is produced by Van Woodward and directed by Edward King.
And that was from May 6, 1950. Science fiction was just one of the genres Frederick Brown worked in. He also wrote fantasies and black comedies, and he won the prestigious Edgar Award in 1947 for his mystery novel, The Fabulous Clip Joint. Brown's work was noted for its original plots, humor, clever wordplay, and creative twist endings. There is no doubt, though, his story Knock contained one of the greatest opening lines in all of science fiction. Again, it was, the last man on Earth sat alone in a room. There was a knock on the door. Great stuff. I'm Greg Bell, and when we continue here on When Radio Was, Voice Whiz Paul Barnes will be heard playing pretty much all the characters in an episode of Calling All Detectives. We'll be right back.
Harry Nile Investigations.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Harry Nile.
Mr. Nile, I think I've got a problem.
Okay, maybe I can help.
Would you be in a position to handle a little case of blackmail?
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in 21 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set titled Black Widow and Other Mysteries. It usually costs $31.95, but when Radio Woz listeners can get it right now for only... $19.95 plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WIDOW33. That's offer code WIDOW33 to save $12 today on Harry Nile, Black Widow, and Other Mysteries at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny program.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech Get Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Insys.
Remember that sound? When asked about what's missed most since the start of the pandemic, many of us will say concerts. And here's something to look forward to. Peaks is an award-winning augmented audio reality experience with a whole new way to enjoy this show. Audio startup Peaks is testing a new wearable technology for live concerts that can give every seat in the house the same premium sound. From the best floor seats to the nosebleeds, concert goers wearing headphones connected to the Peaks audio platform can tailor the sound to their taste, whether that's boosting the vocals or pumping up the guitar. Peaks also eliminates the surrounding concert noise and provides the user with personalized pure live sound clarity from the artist on stage. Peaks is debuting on the upcoming Elton John World Tour, and you can check out peaks.live for more info. That's P like piano, EEX.live.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next quarter hour series was heard out of WGN Chicago in the late 1940s. The primary gimmick? A way to save money on cast salaries. You see, voice whiz Paul Barnes tackled all of the characters. Not just the lead, Detective Paul Browning, but also all the folks he came across while solving the weekly crime. This example here, a restaurant with no customers, is from June 14th, 1948.
Calling all detectives. Suppose you visited a restaurant, found no menu, no waiters, no customers. Yet you knew it made fabulous profits. What kind of a racket would you look for? That is the problem on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Even though I, Jerry Browning, have been a private detective for 10 years, every now and then I get a case that floors me. Banking Associates Incorporated is a loan company so big that it specializes in lending money only to people who don't need it. Its executive director is Vaughn Ryerson, who has the ingratiating personality of a snake oil salesman, combined with all the kindliness of a bear trap. He said,
"Close the door."
Ryerson leaned back.
"Here's your assignment, Browning. Auguste Descoubier owns a restaurant on Morley Street. His statement shows he's making big money. Wants $70,000 to open a downtown branch. Ever eaten his place?"
"Well, no, sir. I never even heard of it." Ryerson said,
"Neither did I, till he came in here. Can't imagine how he makes that kind of money. Look into it."
Escobier's restaurant was in an outlying section, the first floor of a modest brownstone house. It had no sign. The way I found it was by peering in and noting the tables. There were less than a dozen tables in the place, only two of them occupied. I sat down and waited. About 20 minutes later, a stout, middle-aged man walked up to me.
You are waiting for somebody?
Not somebody, something. I'd like dinner. The man looked perplexed, pulled out a chair, sat down at my table. He said,
I am Escobier.
There was a long, unhappy silence. Finally, Escobier said,
You are hungry, maybe?
I said, yes, I am. Very hungry. Escobier's face lit up.
Fine, so am I.
Got it.
Come, we will go out for dinner together.
The head of an industrial loan company hired me to check up on a restaurant owner who offered to take me out for dinner. I said, look, Mr. Escobier, this is supposed to be a restaurant. Don't you serve meals? Escobier said,
There is no selection, and it takes too long. If you are hungry, come with me.
Now I've heard everything. Okay, let's go. A tall, important-looking man got out of a sporty-looking convertible that pulled up in front of the building just as we reached the sidewalk. He called,
Hey, Escobier, wait a second.
Escobier said,
Excuse me a moment.
Now, see here, Escobier, don't think you can hold me up. I'll give you $100,000 for your place. Take it or leave it. $110,000 is my top price.
Escobier took my arm.
My friend and I are about to dine. It is bad for the digestion to talk business before dinner. And in any case, I do not wish to sell.
We'd walked about half a block before I found my tongue. I said, That man, he offered you $110,000 for your dinky restaurant? Escobier smiled.
Yes, foolish, isn't it?
It isn't foolish, it's insane. Anyway, where are you taking me?
Escobier said,
To Harry's Hamburger. Hamburger's my favorite dish, so easily prepared.
I wrenched my arm free. Mr. Escobier, I just remembered. I've got important business to attend to.
We'll be right back with more of Calling All Detectives right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. It's amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments. 7 days a week. No charge.
Ah, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
And now, back to Calling All Detectives on When Radio Was.
The next morning, I made my report to Ryerson. I said, Escoffier's place must be a front for some other kind of business. Oh, I can't imagine what. I told Ryerson about the purchase offer I'd overheard. Ryerson frowned.
Well, it doesn't seem logical. If he's running an illegal business, how can he expect to get a loan to build a branch restaurant?
Ryerson shook his head.
I consider this an unsatisfactory report, Browning. Your services are no longer required.
I got up. Okay. I never did like working for you anyway. Well, that's one way of alienating people and losing clients. Went back to my office, got out the folder labeled Banking Associates Incorporated, and flung it into the wastebasket. Then I sat down and brooded. The more I thought about Escoffier and his weird business, the madder I got. Not because I'd been fired by a well-paying client, but because I couldn't figure out what the thing was all about. Finally, I picked up the phone, dialed a number. Hello, Madge. Jerry Browning. How would you like to have dinner with me tonight? You would? Fine. I'll pick up about 7. And if we wind up with hamburgers, don't be too surprised. When we entered Escoffier's place, it looked much like the night before. Except that tonight only one table was occupied. Two women were sitting alone at it, though it was set for 4. And there were 4 cocktails on the table. Neither the women's escorts nor Escoffier were any place in sight. I said to Madge, honey, there's something funny going on. You stay here while I look around. If you hear any peculiar noises, run out and holler for cops. I walked back towards swinging doors that obviously led into the kitchen and entered a kitchen straight out of a chef's dream of paradise. There were 6 spotless small ranges set against a wall. There were tables with burnished steel tops all set with an array of carving tools and cooking gadgets. On the walls hung scores of pots, pans, skillets, racks, utensils of every size and shape, all gleaming steel and aluminum, all spotlessly clean. On the other wall, there was a huge icebox with glass doors. And inside it, steaks, chops, thrust-up chickens, turkeys, roasts, sections of ribs, all arranged with an artist's eye for pattern. 2 men were working with grim concentration, each at a range, each in a white apron and tall chef's cap. And sitting in a corner, reading a magazine, was Escoffier. He glanced up, recognized me.
Oh, you are not so hungry tonight. You have decided to cook your own dinner?
I took another look around. The 2 engrossed men at the ranges, at Escoffier's twinkling eyes. So that's what it is. You let amateur cooks come in here and prepare their own meals. Escoffier smiled.
For a price. It is of necessity a high price. There is so much experimentation.
I licked my lips. Oh, brother. I always did want to try a souffle, and this is my big chance. Escoffier said,
yes, and no dishes to wash. That I do.
Well, that's all there was to the mystery of Escoffier's success. He capitalized on every man's secret belief that he can cook rings around any woman, given everything he needs, plus a free hand. It cost me a client to find it out, but it's a loss I've never minded. Like I said, man can't live by bread alone, but if it's bread he baked himself, he's generally willing to try. Listen next time to Calling All Detectives, Mystery Drama, Mystery Quiz, and a chance for you to match wits with yours truly, Jerry Browning, private detective.
The Restaurant with No Customers episode was from June 14, 1948. Paul Barnes not only played Jerry Browning, but also all the other characters as well. Based out of Chicago, Barnes would be heard on some other Windy City series, including a few episodes of Destination Freedom, and a curious 1952 program created in cooperation with the Better Business Bureau and designed to help protect consumers and homeowners from crooks, scams, swindles, ripoffs, and rackets. One week they might offer a narrative that detailed how used car dealers might deceive prospective buyers. Another, how charities could be scams, or warning young women to be wary of so-called Hollywood agents offering them riches with fake movie offers. The title of that program was Hello, Sucker. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we played the classic science fiction story Knock by Frederick Brown as produced for Dimension X. And I mentioned that Brown wrote all kinds of stories during his career, including some work that ended up on television. I'll tell you more about that and wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
I hear the train a-comin'.
MusicRewind.com introduces Country Legends, The Guys, a unique compilation of some of the greatest country singers ever performing their best-known songs. Order Country Legends, The Guys at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code LEGENDS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get this amazing 3-CD set. Remember promo code LEGENDS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about author Frederick Brown, and I mentioned that some of his work also ended up on television. His stories were used on the 1950s series Studio 57, The Pepsi-Cola Playhouse, and Alfred Hitchcock Presents. One other note, it's often stated that his sci-fi story Arena was adapted as an episode of television's original Star Trek. But actually, that teleplay was written by Gene L. Kuhn. Though not intentional, his script Arena strongly resembled Brown's story of the same name. So to avoid any issues, Brown was telephoned about the matter and agreed to an official credit for the story. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and be sure to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.